His face of pain. He's in agony.
I am in agony.
Oh boy, it's loading.
No, it's playing.
Is this the most exciting part?
No, Coolant is here.
Already here. Oh yeah, and he can respond to that. I forgot we're streaming.
How's it going, Pimp Pimp? Okay.
Pimp Pimp.
We are late. We're sorry. We apologize. We're dicks. I know last week I said up and down that we would be here at 9 o'clock sharp, but we have a very good reason for it. I won't name drop, but we had a once-in-a-lifetime chance to have a business meeting with somebody on the inside of White Wolf, and hopefully in the not-too-distant future we'll be able to prove this by having him do a walk-on role in one of our sessions. And we appreciate his help immensely. He knows who he is. He follows us on Twitch. So, maybe. Anyway, thank you.
Spoilers.
Spoolers.
Let's get into it. So last time.
Oh shit, I need my fucking papers.
Yeah.
I'll continue.
Last time on Wraith, the Oblivion Flames engulfed some of the buildings of Little Five Points. Heroically, Clive McLean ran inside to try to assist somebody who's crying out in pain and end up creating a doppelganger specter. Unheroically, John Titus turned tail and tried to run. Francis Dumas met with Nick Stardust about gaining that next dot of puppetry and then returned to help assist Vasil, I hope I pronounced that right this time. Good morning. Sorry to keep you waiting, my friend. I know you woke up early specifically to watch us, and we wasted a half hour, but it'll be worth it, I promise, in the future.
Yeah, he got his morning shit in. He should be fine.
Miles Bryce happened to find a brand new end font.
If I can't take the mentor background, I'll be the mentor background.
Got shooted.
Does that NPC, when she gets her own character sheet, does she get the flawed mentor?
A one-dot mentor? Because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
You get the one dot for having filled out bureaucratic paperwork in the underworld.
Ah. You've been in this world like longer than her by like 2 hours.
That's the one dot.
Basically an expert.
All right. So with that, let's have a brand new initiative roll so I can keep this shit straight.
Oh, shit. Five.
Tom, you got a five?
No, I have a plus five. Moral. Wah!
Oh, we rolling dice? I'm sorry, I missed something.
Initiative, so I can kind of keep this on track.
I got 12. Alright.
I'm actually quite a big fan of the Gentleman Gamer, if I'm being honest, Vassal. I got to, again, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, I'm trying real hard. I got to meet him at last year's Gen Con. Super cool guy.
I got an 8.
Same here.
I got a 6.
Hey, but Josh, you rolled a d6, though.
Oh, damn it.
That would skew the results a little bit.
All right, plus 5, that's a 15.
Ooh.
Yeah. Here you go. You go first now.
No, you go first.
Adam, did you do the homework that Coolant gave you?
I'm looking for the comments. Hold on.
Adam hasn't done homework in, like, months.
I think more than months.
Oh, the werewolf?
Oh, no. He's actually talking about a Gentleman Gamer video where he... actually created a character on stream, and I guess you're stuck waiting a while. I apologize.
6 hours for character creation, that's like half a character for Adam.
He's still working on his Silver Fang.
Jesus Christ, what did we recently make? That's
his
right,
vampire.
We made. Huh?
His vampire?
You have a gargoyle?
Yeah. Fucking gargoyle. God damn it, Adam!
You almost killed it in the first camp, in the first session.
Yeah, took us.
Mazzy charts are welcome.
To make between four people because Adam was involved. Because
I didn't want to just, like, okay, here's your fucking character, play it. I wanted to give him some agency. The agency should have been left to me until after the first session.
What you do is you fill out everything from attributes below for Adam, and you let him put the name, player, chronicle, maybe the nature and demeanor.
No, we forgot the nature.
We still have not picked nature and demeanor. Though, I don't know what it would be. Probably foolhardy.
All right,
Josh, you weren't there for that, were you?
No, I was passed out from work.
Adam or I would have died. I really tried not to. Like, if I got the axe out, it would have been much easier. I didn't want to kill the character I helped spend fucking 2.5 hours on.
He actually does, Vassal. We did a home game of Star Wars the other night, and literally the whole fucking character sheet minus the name and what equipment was done before he got there.
And then we got to do one encounter and call the night.
Yeah.
So it happens.
Which was four enemies.
Josh, so you are standing amidst the conflagration of barrow fire. As you look about, you can see Holly Underwood continuing to drag wraiths out from one of the nearby buildings. You saw previously a Legionnaire patrol leading this horrible canid beast on a leash, start running up, and they sort of start splitting into the different burning buildings to try and deal with some of the specters that are pouring out. And a few of them start running into Tom's building. John Titus, I believe, did you ever finish off that Neff rack you were dealing with, or is that still up?
I think that was still up.
Yeah. We couldn't, neither of us could do damage to it.
No. The doppelganger that Tom is fighting is still up. Did you guys run inside?
I ran inside,
I believe I had started running inside to see if anything needed help.
Okay. In that case, it just makes it easier to do you three at once. So, Tom, as you have your blade at the ready, and you are facing down with this, basically this unarmed specter with a wild look in his eye, you hear the tromping of heavy boots as these two armored, sword-wielding legionnaires come busting in through. And, always an archer is Xavier, by the way. I would like a perception alertness roll from Clive McCullen, please. Difficulty 9, actually.
You need a what?
Perception alertness.
That's probably the stat I don't have.
No, you put both on this character, I remember.
Oh yeah, that's right. But I put less on one. Perception alertness. That is 6. Diff 9?
Yes, please.
Nope, that's 9 with diff 6. That's the wrong macro. Did I roll? Nope. Fuck. Ugh.
It's okay, we can imagine you rolling the dice.
There. One less. 3 successes.
Okay, so as these two legionnaires come basically forcing their way through around Francis, around John, one of them looks fairly old, fairly haggard. He's got one of those old-timey, like, handlebar mustaches. Relic from another age. The other one is considerably younger and considerably more modern. He looks maybe early 20s at the most. Long, sort of shoulder-length blonde hair. And you can swear. You're not sure exactly where, but you can swear you've seen that kid before. Josh, you're up in initiative first. So what would you like to do?
Well, I'm going to check the other side of the building to see if there's any people still in there. Tom was. I was walking in, I believe I was at the point where I had two choices to make.
Yes, you absolutely were. And I do believe that when you were controlling Clive's shadow, you made like sounds of screaming start coming from one particular direction.
Yes.
So you're following that way.
Yes.
All right. So as you round the corner and you sort of twist through these grayish-green, sickly-colored flames that even these hardened legionnaires don't want to get too close to, you eventually find yourself at just this massive hole that extends far deep into the earth, or what serves as the earth here. And just this wellspring of these horrid, deformed specters are sort of leaping out, crashing against the wall of blades of these legionnaires, and it's almost like this tug of war as they're trying to keep these monstrosities pushed back into the hole.
I can safely assume then this is one of the Nihils I've encountered already.
No. It does not look like what you encountered with when Jack the Magical Cat was there.
Okay.
It's oddly looks like dark rock going all the way down, but there's this slight sort of veiny material shooting through it with a color like blood red.
And there's specters pouring out of it?
Yes.
Well, if I recall, I'm not registered, and I was told to stay out of the eyes of these people, so I'm just going to go ahead and turn back out the way I came.
Okay, so you're going
to avoid notice.
You're going to book ass out of the building.
Yes.
Okay, you got it. Next up in initiative is Xavier. Now, Xavier, last time you had actually did an about-face to take Anne Rayleigh, your newfound protege, to go get registered with the hierarchy.
Like, it's like getting them registered for school.
It's a late registration.
What electives did you want to take?
So you're going to be there for about 7 hours?
Dude, don't remind me. Though, oddly enough, when I went to go register by myself for school, 30 minutes, in out.
And as you find yourselves in the big winding lines of the hierarchy DMV, basically, what's it kind of like? What are you guys doing as you're waiting?
I guess I'm asking her about her life, talking to her.
Well, she goes, yeah.
So what do you ask her?
So, what did you intend to do after college?
Well,
the question you asked her?
She's dead now. She's got all the time in the world to think about it.
What would you have done now that you're dead and no longer have the option?
She sort of looks down at her camera, turns it over in her hand a couple times, and says, "Well, I wanted to do photography, I guess. I didn't really think about if I was going to work for a magazine or, you know, go it alone. Everybody has those dreams of, you know, you take a picture and it sells for a grand. I just wanted to see the beauty in the world and I guess find a way to live off of that."
You know, my daughter was a lot like you.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Oh yeah, how so?
And so she too wanted to disappoint me by going to art school.
Well, when she was much younger, she wanted to be.
She was also dead.
She wanted to be, like her father, protecting people. But as the years went by and it grew distant, her interest shifted, and she too wanted to explore the world, even though I tried to shelter from it because, well, I know what's actually out there.
Vampires.
Okay, I don't know about that. If he knew that, he was just like, you're never going outside. You're never leaving this damn house, woman. Not without this 12 gauge and all this dragon fire ammo.
You know, that's funny. My doormate used to bitch about the same thing, apparently. Dad was never there, still wanted a controller or something. I don't know, after a while you just kind of tune it out, if I'm being honest.
This is the world of darkness, we don't get close to people.
You know what's the real bitch is that she was supposed to give me a ride tonight, and I never would have been in front of that asshole in the car.
Interesting.
Fucking Michaela.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that name?
Michaela, my doormate.
Does she happen to have a last name?
No.
No, I never asked for it.
She sort of like looks at you like you're a little creepy. Can I get a charisma empathy?
I don't want you stalking her for some reason. You might do something weird.
Charisma empathy. Oh boy.
Vessel, yes. Yes it does. We have determined it.
I got a success.
Yeah, Michaela Bryce, why?
Do you remember my name?
No.
Didn't Michaela's father just... Ooh. Well, small world. Ooh. And she sort of looks down at the tile a little bit.
What did she say about me?
Why did I imagine that your character's daughter was much younger?
Yeah.
She was at some point. But he's a grown man and she's, in college.
I mean, she cared about you. She cared a lot about you, if that means anything now, although she wishes you were around more. Kind of took it really hard took it really hard when she realized that she wouldn't get the chance anymore.
Yeah, well... I don't intend my current state to limit my protection for much longer.
Oh man! Wait, who's? Yeah, Adam. You can mess with that. You can mess with this character right now.
But if you tell me to kill somebody,
come on, Adam. This is on you.
I wish you had Freudian slip. You could have said something really creepy. Like, I was always attracted to her.
You're no longer my mentor.
Oh, no, I see what you're saying now. I haven't statted up her shadow yet. I don't know if... But see, that doesn't work. He's already visited Michaela. He knows she's still alive. Can I be a little honest with you?
Sure.
I never really hung around her that much. There was always, I don't know, there was always something that kind of raised my hackles about her, no offense.
I always had those weird pictures of young boys.
Oh boy. The cycle continues.
The cycle of what, young boys?
Yeah.
like mother, like daughter. Your wife was actually like 62. The miracle that she survived.
We got married 30 years ago. Well, I'm sure she was very diligent in her studies.
Yeah, diligent in something. She almost ripped the RA's head off last week.
Was there some kind of altercation?
Yeah, he was just being a normal asshole, but I almost thought she was going to kill him.
Well, she has that capability. I made sure of that.
You did the working thing from the anime and just slowly put plates inside of her backpack when she wasn't looking to make her stronger.
If any boy comes within a meter of you, you just break their fucking neck.
With the kick.
This stomach. Roundhouse.
So,
is there a reason for this?
I just kind of assumed she had anger problems, if I was being honest.
Hmm.
Ask her what the cause of my death was. In the real world.
Yeah, it's okay, Shadow. I'll consider this.
I give you good questions sometimes. I'm not always a dick.
Did Michaela ever say how I passed?
Yeah. You were, fuck, what was it? And she starts, like, really... It was something... Her uncle's house or something? Yeah, you went over her uncle's house, and they just found you torn apart. It was pretty gruesome, too, from what she told me. I mean, I didn't see anything, but...
Torn apart by... What? A wood chipper? Bears?
Wolves?
Wolves.
Of the were variety?
It was suicide, not...
Suicide by bear!
The best way.
By cop.
I don't know, man. I wasn't there.
That's a... Well, no shit.
Well, I thank you for the insight.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring this up. Shut up now.
As we're just now awkwardly in line.
Yeah, she just kind of... staring off to the side.
You should ask her why she made this awkward.
What do you
like, I just asked about your freaking college major. You went and made it weird.
do you have any pictures of my daughter? Like, do you have any pictures of my daughter?
What the fuck, Adam? <Yeah. laughs> If that was one of the fucking was it relics? An artifact? No, yeah. And she's like, oh yes, I keep this picture of your daughter. Like, why do you have a picture of my daughter? You weirdo.
Alright, so as you guys are standing awkwardly in line, we go around to Adam, John Titus. When last we left our hero, you were running like a bitch.
Well, I was fighting something, though.
Yeah, you were fighting the Nephrek, and I'm pretty sure that I swear it went down, and then Francis went into the building.
Yeah. Yeah, I punched it, and he punched it, and it finally went down.
Oh, Xavier died.
It happens. No. It's Wraith the Oblivion.
What are you going to do, John? It is at this point that you see Francis kind of, like, turn tail and kind of sidle around the legionnaires that are flooding into the building. You see him coming out. On the other side of the street, sort of like tucked into an alleyway, is Holly Underwood. She's kind of keeping to the shadows. Honestly, it kind of looks pretty similar to what Francis is doing, trying to stay away from the Legionnaires as best she can. And she seems to be talking to this perhaps older gentleman, maybe in his 30s or 40s or such. Very well manicured beard, long hair in a ponytail, and they're staring very intently at the barrow fire that is just raging all around the place.
I'll jog over there and just
punch him in the face.
Try to eavesdrop. Hear what they're saying?
Alright, you're going to try to eavesdrop. Yep. So what I would like you to do now is give me a perception investigation.
Two dice. That's more. Three.
Oh boy.
You got one success? Oh. Yeah.
That is a botch.
He punches out his own eyeballs.
I was about to use bad luck. Looks like I didn't need to.
Tell you what. As you start jogging over there, and you try to, like, listen, you don't hear anything. Because this gout of flame sort of, like, leaps out from one of the windows that you have to duck under. And give me dexterity dodge.
See if I can dodge.
The fighter's going to punch him in the eye.
You're a boxer. You damn well better be able to dodge.
He's from the... Didn't we establish he's from the Homer School of Boxing where he just took it?
Just keeps getting hit until the opponent's just tired.
Or their hands are broken.
Mash the buttons, Adam. Mash the buttons, says Mazzy Charizard.
You got four successes?
Okay, so you're able to just duck right under this shit. Unfortunately, as you sort of, like, slide to go down and let the fires over you, you instantly sort of draw their attention and they look right at you.
Like, I meant to do that. I'll be heading this way.
Coldly logical.
Alright, next up is Tom.
Well, what did I notice, by the way?
You noticed that one, that kid. That, the blonde-haired, sort of early 20s-looking kid that you swear you've seen somewhere before.
Is he that punk with the bat?
No. No, that punk with a bat was not a Legionnaire.
Oh. Well.
Oh, yes, our mortal enemy.
Flanagan?
Flanagan's ghost.
I will tell you that given your relative brevity of time in the Shadowlands, and the fact that you've just now noticed this kid, he's probably not someone you've seen on this side of the Shroud.
Oh. So it's not someone I can actually imagine, or have recalled as a player. Okay. Well then. And the doppelganger's still alive, right?
Yeah. Alive and pissed.
Oh, wah. We all have fucking problems.
It's the world of darkness. Get over it.
You just say that out loud to him.
It's the world of darkness. Get over it, faggot.
Boo-hoo. My dad tried to drown me as a baby.
Whose dad didn't? That's how you learn how to swim.
Okay. I will exclaim, stay back. Stay thy hand. I shall take care of this.
You say that
you've
to the Legionnaires?
You've taken care of him so well.
Shut up.
You've made him descend into madness.
He chose his path. And I'm
pretty sure you forced him.
I'm going to swing my sword at him. That's a dex plus melee, right?
Yes, sir.
It's funny how I can never remember that. Yay!
I mean, I'm going to take it as a little bit of a compliment because it means that my World of Darkness games aren't murder hobo campaigns.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Maybe dating sims, but not murder hobo campaigns. Yeah. Never that.
Just do an imaginarium about that, about ourselves. Yeah. That time we tried to turn Demon the Fallen into a...
Oh, Tome.
A Bishonen dating simulator.
Don't ask about what happened. We're not going to explain it past
oh,
that.
Oh, Isabella-chan.
Anyway, I got 4 successes. What did we...
Oh, it was. It was. They were trying to... trying to get with the fucking pack leader of the relative Sabbat clan. Because that's what you do in Demon. What, Tom?
What did we rule the relic, my 5-dot relic or artifact, Soul Blade does?
Oh,
we have not gone over that yet. We'll do that maybe in about 4 weeks when we're not playing Wraith anymore.
It's a background, right? I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Don't mind us, we're just being idiots. Oh, Vasilov wants to see our demon campaign, our Otome dating sim.
I mean, our demon game, I would love to play it for the stream. I really like our demons.
We kind of accidentally messed up the dating sim part.
Well, if Isabella's still alive...
Hopefully.
She's alive, though.
As alive as she can be, really. And I think she had humanity, right?
She had high humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we kind of screwed her over in order to save ourselves at one point.
Quick, Chet, convince Chaz to keep Isabella Chan alive.
She might. We can get her out of this.
That's where the Chronicle's gonna pick up. Is us trying to save her.
And that's the chapter 2 of the.
Because like she genuinely tried to be a good person, but you know, she's probably bad at it.
So, 5-dot relic is a huge or invaluable relic, a sophisticated device or famous object. By right, I mean you should be basically wielding Excalibur if you have a 5-dot sword.
I love Fate Stay Night.
He doesn't know it.
You don't realize it.
Oh, pencil. Oh, good. It stayed. So, yeah, I think it's just super famous, and it's something that you can waggle around like, ooh, I've got Excalibur. And
yes. Different, you're the saber class.
Different necropoli will fucking, like, I guess kind of go to war to control it. So it makes you relatively important.
You can go to the London Necropoli and just claim yourself
the king
of England, king of the London Necropolis.
I mean, it's basically Excalibur or William Wallace's Claymore or
what's sort of light called?
Oh,
lightsaber.
There you go.
Okay.
How much damage do I do though? Strength plus.
2, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, it's a great sword. We'll go strength plus 3. Fuck it.
Okay, so that's 3 plus.
It is Excalibur after all.
5. So that's looking for my hotkeys.
And I guess that'd make, I don't know, who's got a gun in the Fate series?
Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid. What class is Billy the Kid?
Gunner.
Alright.
Obviously.
No, I mean, I think it's Archer. Technically.
No, Archer's is a spy.
Not my favorite heroic spirit.
There we are. God damn it. Nope, that's not the right button.
No! We can make his sword the,
I wish it was.
The changeling artifact.
Oh, the one that designates the king?
Yes.
The king of the changelings?
That's
That'd
a
be
fun.
funny. It goes missing at one point.
Guess who found it?
That's five successes, by the way.
You got it. So, with your five successes, I soak one. Alright, so you basically bring your sword down deep into the shoulder of this doppelganger's corpus. And he flinches. It hurts. But the crazed look in his eye has not left, and he is still... He is, not dissuaded, as he is going to attempt to grab you and throw you into the barrow fire.
And what do?
Well, first, I need to roll 5 diff 6. And I got one success. How did we rule grapple last time? Was it, you can try to resist as reflexive action, or do you have to save dice pool for it?
I think it was reflexive.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm fine with that. Give me a dex dodge, Tom.
Dex Otherwise, dodge. It'd be grab. Okay, spend your action to get out. All right, grab, spend your action to get out.
Well, then.
Minus one success.
Oh, that is minus. Shit.
So he basically grabs you by the lapels and pulls you into the fire, letting go. You stumble back into this huge bonfire. I'd like you to roll stamina to soak, please.
I need a burn humanity. Stamina?
Oh, never mind.
Just stam, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, six. Good.
Okay.
Can you soak zero, Tom? I'll be goddamned, you soak zero. So you basically stumble through a very particular path through the flames and do not ignite.
Well, yeah, I gotta sit down and reset all the enemies.
So before we continue, since you do have such a famous blade, we need to have a little bit of a talk. Number one, what is it?
Caliburn. Caliburn. That's the one Xavier was talking about.
Oh, Excaliburn?
No, Caliburn. That's the sword that designates the Fey King and Changeling. Caliburn. And it goes missing in the 90s, I believe.
Number two, how did you get it?
Fuck if I know, dude. It's an artifact and I just woke up.
He's actually descended from the famed hero, Cú Chulainn.
That's where his name comes from.
Huh? I think it should be Caliburn. Just have the Fey armies against us at some point.
It's a sword from the TV show Highlander. It's just the prop.
It's actually, it's not a real sword.
But then, like, I know that sword. It's the He-Man sword from Masters of the Universe.
God damn it. No, it's a fucking, what was the sword Thundercats?
I was about to recall that too.
Sword of Thundara? Or the Sword of Omens?
Sword of Omens.
I found it in a lake for some reason. I thought
it's
it looked
the Master cool. Sword.
It's the Master Sword. Mistress
the Sword
Swan?
Of Evil's Bane.
No, it's the big Goron sword, dude.
Alright, so what do you want what do you want it to be, Tom?
Hang on. Continue with the thing. I'll look up some legendary weapons.
You got it. All right, so Josh, you're kind of sidling your way, hoping that the Legionnaires don't notice you.
You go, Tom.
You basically see Holly Underwood talking with that dude. You see John Titus try to approach, duck under this huge lash of fire, and they sort
Pretty
of
cool.
like... Instantly, they're right over to John.
Do I recognize the old man?
He has no
Have
one
I seen him yet.
No.
Have they noticed me?
Not the fucking goddamn.
Have they noticed you? Probably not. I doubt it.
Slightly suspicious of Miss Holly Underwood. I'm gonna sort of duck around where. They can't see me, and then if they walk off, I'm going to try to see where that goes. If I
They are a they are a bit distracted because they just saw John Titus, you know, moving towards them and duck under some flames. I will give you a dexterity stealth, but I will not lower the difficulty, as you're basically trying to use the commotion to your advantage.
Two successes.
Okay, so you're able to circle the long way around, and they basically see John duck down, they give him a glance, and then they turn to, like, walk sort of down this alleyway near near Euclid Street.
Hmm. I'm going to see if I can follow along.
Sure, with your two...
In the shadows of the Shadowland. With my two successes, what?
Yeah, with your two successes, you don't even have to roll again.
Okay.
I will absolutely allow that to happen. And they're speaking in very hushed tones. So, for one final roll, please give me perception alertness.
Perception alertness. Damn it.
Yeah, so unfortunately, you get about as close as you're comfortable with, and it's basically...
And I was going to spend a willpower on it, too.
And that is why you would do that.
I was like, no, I can get it.
All right, Mr. Miles Bryce. Yes, you make your way through the lines. There's the bitchy old lady with the tracheotomy name. She sort of like, or Anne sort of like looks at you as you... And she gets read, like, the laws and the dicta mortem and all the good hierarchy shit. She gets her little silver war coin. And then what happens?
And then I look at her and say, well, I suppose we should find you a legion.
Now, you know precisely dick about the way the underworld works, right?
Pretty much. I just know I come do paperwork.
Okay. Okay. So she just a legion, like the French?
No. You see these people in armor. They're part of some kind of protective force, but they're grouped depending on how you died, I believe.
I don't know, man. I just got here.
I'm fairly new myself.
So which one of them is the I got run over by a car army? Wait, did I just get conscripted or something?
No. You're free to... I think you're free to just not... do anything and live your life.
You think?
In the army now is playing in the background.
Like I said, I'm fairly new here myself. I haven't been here as long as some people.
I actually just signed you up for an endless war.
Miles Bryce's shadow, what are you doing at this point?
Reading the instruction, like, reading the instruction of his thorns. Yeah, really.
That's what his shadow is doing, actually.
He's just like, hey, man, I just got here. I don't know what I can do.
Yeah.
All right, so where do we go to do that?
Let me ask around. Is there somebody... Like, I need to know where... all the representatives for each legion are.
Okay, so...
Is there a directory?
No. But I will say, so there's a bunch of random legionnaires standing around. There is... what's interesting? I don't want to give you another nerd. There is Gladys. There's Gladys on a smoke break. Sort of standing outside the courthouse.
Smoking dead people. That's pretty metal.
That's my favorite Caius song.
And, there's the punk kid with the bat that seems to be yelling at a nerd.
Okay. The underworld still has bullying.
There will be no bullying here. This is a bully-free zone.
This is a ghost-safe space.
Except when the ghostbusters come by.
I'll just say, give me a moment, and I'll go up to the man with the bat.
Okay. He hasn't noticed you yet, as he is just basically there's this argument going on between him and this low-level hierarchy functionary, and all tact and semblance of civility has just gone out the window. It's basically name-calling at this point. Yeah, well, you, he hasn't noticed you yet. What would you like to do?
I'll just
stick a finger in his butt.
do the...
Around.
You what now?
I'm going to walk up to him and say, sir, is there some sort of problem here?
He sort of looks you up and down. Wait, I know you. You're one of those guys that likes to bother little girls.
Excuse me?
And at this point, Anne just kind of like cocks her head a little bit. Yeah, you were the one bothering Effie the other day.
Other day? That is the same day.
You were the one bothering Effie earlier.
If by bothering you mean saving her, then yes, I was doing that. That cat was of a negative influence.
I told you before, there ain't no fucking cats down here.
Not anymore. You're welcome.
We kicked it in a hole.
Had any of you gone in there to see what was going on? Do you know what was happening to poor Effie behind closed doors?
You know what? I don't need your shit right now, man. You're just lucky there's so many legionnaires around.
Or you'd do what exactly?
Call him a punk, X. Call him a punk. Cholos hate that.
Punk him out, Teddy!
Or I'd show you the broadside of this here bat.
It's all broad.
That's the joke.
Adam, your murder-happy shadow should be all over this.
Yeah, Adam. What do you want me to do, Shadow? You want me to kill somebody?
You want to kill him? Let's kill Shadow.
Hey, you want to kill him? No, Shadow. But, like, he's talking shit.
You need to be the hype man at a rap battle right now, Adam.
Kick his ass. He's threatening you. He's calling you a pedophile, man.
And then, I guess I'll just politely show him my firearm.
Politely show him my firearm. That's an interesting.
Just pick up your shirt. Just typical gangster style. Pick up the shirt and show the firearm.
But your shirt was already tucked in at the time. That's the way I imagined. He's like, oh shit, I gotta. I'll look at him.
But yeah, just like you really don't want to do that. That'd be a very bad idea.
So you see him deflate significantly, but do give me an appearance intimidation so we can determine just how much.
I am not. I am an average looking fellow. And I am kind of scary sometimes.
I just like the idea of it. I just like the idea. He's like, look what I brought with me to the other side. And you're just like, oh, yeah.
Now, you've got a 5-dot relic, too. So you've got, like, the fucking... the gun that shot Lincoln or something.
Wow.
I don't think it shot Lincoln. Who died in... who died in 1994 with a gun?
It's the gun that shot Reagan.
Kurt Cobain.
You have Kurt Cobain's microphone?
That was a Fallout weapon, right?
Yeah.
That was super fucked up.
Well, that was a custom weapon, but that made me laugh.
Just Nixon's gun.
Tupac, Coolimp does have a point.
The gun that killed Tupac. Oh, man, it was a fucking government conspiracy. I knew it!
Did you kill Tupac?
That's what they're like, this guy killed Tupac.
And then you got killed, and you were killed in retaliation in a drive-by.
And the guy he just pointed the gun at recognizes that he was there, but he didn't say anything to the cops because he's not a snitch. He's like, oh shit, that's the gun that shot Tupac.
That's pretty dope, man.
just mad respect right there.
No, it didn't kill Tupac. However, it probably did kill a lot of threats, shall we say.
Alright, well, so the renegade kid with the bat, you see him, like, his eyes go straight to your weapon, and you can see, like, all the bluster, like, fall out of him like a deflated balloon. He starts looking uncertainly left and right, and just, yeah, well, you're lucky there's so many legionnaires here, like, deliver raising, because, you know, I ain't scared of your gun! And everybody's just starting to look at this guy like a fucking weirdo. Yeah! Lucky!
Now shoot him.
Shoot him in the back.
Shoot him in the knee. Show him that you're... You should be scared.
I'm not so uncivilized.
You talking about you killed the cat?
I did not kill a cat. The attacking cat was not a cat.
The gun that started World War One. That's funny.
Yeah, basically, Vassal. That's actually how the last almost escalated to physical confrontation I was in went, except I didn't have a gun. The other guy was just a punk bitch.
Alright, so... I'll look at the person that he was talking shit to.
Oh, the nerd?
Yeah.
Are you safe, nerd?
Are you unhurt?
I am dead.
I'm dead!
You can't be hurt no more.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah, this idiot wouldn't hurt a fly. He just likes to show off his stupid. And he sort of, like, gets all big again and, like, tries to point him down with the bat and then remembers you have a gun and puts the bat down.
Just shoot him and say, stop resisting.
What's his skin color?
Who? Oh, my God. I didn't even see that right away. I'm just gonna backpedal.
Anyways, yes.
We like to be topical here.
Well, now that I've helped you, I'm hoping you can help me.
Okay.
I would like to speak to representatives to each of the legions.
Good luck with that, buddy. They're not even usually in the same room. What are you looking for?
Just be like, that girl over there got hit by a car. Just want to know where she goes.
It's like the one behind me, she was killed. And I was wondering where she would go.
In a very stilted dialogue.
Look, everybody here was killed, but you're not giving me much to work with. How did she die?
She was hit by a vehicle. And I'll lean in closer. Intentionally.
To the last cause.
Do me a favor, X. Would you roll percentiles with me, please?
Okay.
I believe you can just punch in slash R1D100.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. No shit. You fucking beat me on a 19. Do you know who did it?
My daughter.
Yes. I know who did it. I don't know how I know. It's just something I've picked up.
Do you know why it happened?
I would like to know about that. Is there somebody who could give me more insights on such a thing?
So he sort of like, you're new here, aren't you, buddy?
Very.
So, you've got a choice. You either take her to Walton, Legion of the Grim. He handles death by violence. You want to find out more about her, you take her to Sue. Legion of, I forget what they fucking call themselves, Mysterious Deaths, right? Sue's really good at figuring stuff out. Yeah. How'd you die?
I don't know.
So you're going to Sue too?
I suppose I am.
My friendly advice, take her to Sue, all right? I went to Sue myself.
And I won the case.
You couldn't figure out how I went. Turns out my wife poisoned me. I found out in 4 days. All right, Sue's good at what she does. You want more information, you talk to her. Also, the Anacreons like it when you fluff up their legions a little. You know what I mean? They need more people. We're here in Atlanta. Walton's got tons of pricks running around. Okay? You know how many people die by violence here?
On more Tuesday? Than I would like.
At least 6.
I tried to convince my daughter to go to another college, but she wasn't having any of it.
The fuck does that have to do with anything?
You're telling this guy your life story? He doesn't care.
I didn't bring
silence, young man. I'm old man Bradley. I can do that.
Yeah. Like, get off my lawn now, you kid.
Get off my lawn, damn punks.
What were some of the conversation you said you couldn't handle today? You overheard?
How the guy who does my lawn and the guy who does my pool should just be the same person so I can get a package deal.
Adam, cool everything you want.
I've been saying stuff, but yeah.
Okay, so check this out, right? So I've been spending a lot of time reading the Wraith Core book. Obviously not enough, because I keep having to look shit up, but there's a strategy here. Like I said, you regain pathos either by doing your passion or experiencing the emotion tied to that passion. Now, the shadow gets angst either by fulfilling a dark passion or doing the emotion or feeling the emotion tied to that dark passion. What you want to do as the shadow is try to make the psyche feel one of the emotions tied to one of your dark passions. That will give you a chance to roll for angst. So look, check it out, Adam. Look, I'm gonna break this down for you. Can't make it any simpler.
So Adam, I know you're not very emotionally developed. However, we have a very helpful chart of a spectrum that lets you figure out what the emotions are.
I don't know what that dig was. I just feel like it might have been offensive if I think about it hard enough. Okay. Dark passions, torture bad guys, anger, let everything go, submission, do nothing, sloth.
Yeah.
So you either want to piss off Miles Bryce, you want to just, I guess, make him resign himself to hopelessness, or just make him feel like getting out of bed in the morning is pointless. That's your goal. And any chance you get to do that, jump on it like a Mario brother.
Or just tell him to kill people.
Or you can just tell him to kill people.
That's worked well for you so far.
Anger. Yeah.
Kill him. No. Stupid voice in my head. Why?
Shut up, talking dog.
You're not the American government. You can't make me kill people.
But I am you. We're both employed by the government still.
Yeah, I definitely can't make me kill people.
Look, Coolimp is minting gold for you. Go at the worthless father angle. He's already expressed several times that he regrets not being home. He just heard that his daughter regrets not spending more time with him, and now we'll never get that chance.
Well,
well, I mean, yeah.
There is a chance.
Yeah.
So, as the shadow, tell him to go kill his daughter.
unless she turns out to be a. Kinfolk, and then my wife was keeping secrets.
Spoiler.
It turns out she's a werewolf, and she's gonna go to the werewolf Valhalla when she dies, so yeah, you'll never be with her.
Like Teddy Roosevelt.
Do something, Adam. Do it. Yeah. This is your time to shine. This is your moment.
What are you trying to redeem yourself for the... Since you didn't have time with your daughter, you're trying to have time with this new girl that looks like resembles your daughter and hanging out with your daughter?
I don't know if she resembles her. She's the same age. They're
the same cup size.
Ah. Are they the same cup size? Storyteller? This is up to you.
No.
They're not the same cup size.
Okay, is he bigger or smaller?
Can I just like Sapho out of this? Okay, really look, it's not actually as hard as it seems for me to process that question. I just can't believe that this is what my chronicles become.
I did not choose this. My shadow.
Roll for dice for booby, says Mazzy Charizard.
That's our go-to. So.
I think that's how we got Opie lollies in Maid.
She has two booby.
She has two boobies. Okay.
Yes, this is that.
I'm assuming if we do the ABC, that's.
See, look, even Vossel's like getting into the spirit.
Okay, wait. Is this your daughter, or is this the your protege?
Well, let's go with that's the roommate. And holy shit!
You got some. You almost got some double D's right there.
My wife was particularly well endowed, and it was
no.
A,
she actually heard that from
passed
you.
On.
Were you just Stan Smith when you were alive?
No. I mean, kinda, but Stan actually likes his family and spends time with them. And tells them all about his adventures in the CIA.
Which is a big no-no.
Goad at him, goad!
She's not your daughter, Miles.
I know that.
You'll never see her again. You'll never see your daughter again unless you bring her here.
I'm like, no, she's... I can go to her to college.
Isn't that kind of creepy, though? You're going to be like a stalker?
Excuse
you wanna
me? Be,
you want to spend...
I've been protecting her from overseas for how long?
Not long enough.
Not Liam Neeson.
Not long enough? I'm dead!
I know.
I cannot do my job anymore. And now I'm gonna protect her from across the river Styx.
But she's in Atlanta all alone.
This is true. You know what, Shadow? You got a point.
I should
be protecting her right now.
You shouldn't even be with this floozy.
Well, hold on.
This ironing board.
Go with your devil, this is out here. Just kidding. What
the fuck?
Alright, John Titus. After dodging the massive gout of flame from botching a listen check, The two figures stare at you for a time and recede further into the alleyway. What do you do?
I'm gonna go suck them off.
No.
Adam, real talk. Would if you had known what a meme your motel indiscretion was going to become, would you still have done it?
Not as for that long, just like, well,
not for that long.
I would have just like said it, but like not done it, just like
you just
would have
licked it, or just added a tip.
Let me slip, my bad.
I don't think Adam thinks through his actions ever.
I don't think about consequences. Yeah,
that's for future Adam to put up with.
Tomorrow's problems for tomorrow's Adam.
So what do you do, John Titus?
Adam must hate past Adam.
Past Adam sucks. He's lazy. it's called... I guess I'll just... follow the Legionnaires.
You're gonna follow them. Follow them where?
Well, into the alley. Aren't they going to the alley? Or
Holly and her friend with the beard and the long dark hair went into the alley. The Legionnaires have gone into buildings.
Yeah.
Charlie, can you remind me what the emotions associated with the dark passions for Mr. Titus is again?
I absolutely can, my friend. John Titus's dark passions are hurt girlfriend, lust, destroy computer, shame, and hurt circle mate's anger. So,
those are pretty easy.
So yeah, if you get him to do the actual thing, you get to roll that number of dice against a diff 7. If you get him to feel the emotion, you get to roll that number of dice against a diff 9. Every success is another temporary angst point that you can use to fuck with them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just head down the alley that Underwood went down.
Okay. Dex stealth, please.
Can you do the thing?
Yes, I can. Look in the dice, though. Negative one. Yeah.
That's not a botch.
It would have been great if it was.
But he can't stealth at all.
Again, by second edition rules, that absolutely is a botch, but we're not playing pure second edition. So, you slyly, sneakily creep along the darkness, trying to get towards them, and you can kind of see Francis Dumas pressed into one of the shadows, and your eyes meet for a while as you're going, and he's like, "Don't go any further," and you're like, "I'll be fine," and you trip and land face first in plain view.
Ooh, that was really embarrassing, wasn't it?
I've done worse.
Oh, yeah. Like that time that your opponent bit you right on the neck. I'm sure that looked sensual.
He's probably a vampire.
Probably.
At this point...
Should I just get up? Yeah.
At this point, Holly will actually sort of walk over and half derisively sort of say, "Did you need something, love?"
Long time to see, Holly. I'm still new here.
She'll sort of help pick you off the ground.
Like, what was that we just witnessed?
Barrow fires, darling. It happens. Too often. Too often wraiths are killed by that.
Is that what the Legionnaires are? Their fire department? Or what are they?
The Legionnaires are here to protect everyone from the specters that are coming out of the Barrow fires. And as you guys are having this conversation, her friend is just kind of like watching you up and down, appraising, scrutinizing. Can I get a perception empathy, please? You are gonna go for the trifecta, Botch?
Oh, really?
Three botches in a row.
Carlo's House of Cannolis. That is, that is not something you deprive our SoundCloud listeners of, Xavier.
I got one success.
You get the distinct feeling that this guy just does not like you. And it's not that he really hates you, per se. It's not that he's even really ambivalent towards you. You just get the feeling that this guy is looking at you like an ant crawling across the concrete. Like your existence is entirely superfluous.
You think you're better than me? That's kidding. No.
Yeah.
You see? He saw you trip. He knows how much of a fuck up you are. So.
You know how bad of a fuck up I am? I know. That's why I'm bad.
What do you know about me? I know everything. Aha. I don't know anything about me.
I mean, I know how much of a fuck up you are, so.
That's why we're dead at the moment.
Why don't you just shut this guy up? Just shut him down.
That'd be rude.
I don't want to be rude.
You don't want to be rude, but I mean, he's. Quite frankly, he's being rude first.
It's the will of darkness. He's not being a dick, though, so it's all good.
Yeah. He's not being a dick.
He is being a dick.
He's being par for the course.
Which is being a dick.
Who is this guy he's talking to?
You're asking
talking
that
to me?
To whom?
Like who's this gentleman or not gentleman?
This love is an associate of mine, Mr. Harley Williams. Mr. Williams, this is. I don't believe he ever introduced himself.
He's just some weird creep.
Titus, John Titus.
He'll sort of. Very stiffly.
Why does your boxer talk like that?
Titus. John Titus.
He'll very stiffly extend a hand for a handshake.
Mr. Titus.
I'm going to try to do like a super firm handshake. Show down like this. Assist dominance.
Okay.
You're going to do the jerk thing and just squeeze
The Trump handshake where you just shake his arm back and forth?
Let's do a strength intimidation opposed roll then.
Have I been hearing this now that they're talking in the open?
Yes, they are actively not hiding anymore. And what would you like to do? Since Tom is here too, so I can kind of delay Clive a little bit. Zero successes.
Wait,
you're the shadow. You're Adam's shadow.
That's what you meant.
And technically, everybody's here. Yay! So you go to squeeze his hand, and he squeezes harder.
And I pull a muscle.
And you're like.
Ooh, looks like you're just messing up all day today.
Why can't you do anything better? Come on, man.
Why can't you do
anything better? Are you telling your shadow to do better?
Yeah.
Stupid shadow.
at this point, from my little hiding.
I can do better. Just, you know, you're going to have to give me something to work with here.
Mm-mm.
Very well. You may use my wiener once.
Oh, you don't want me to do that.
At this point, I'm going to kind of step out from where I'm hiding and just be like, Titus, Titus, yo, Titus, where are you?
Are you actively making yourself known, or are you trying to do it discreetly?
Yeah, I'm going to come out pretending like I'm looking, like kind of like I'm Titus. Like, okay. Like I've been looking for him discreetly, kind of putting on that kind of act.
So you hear him call you, but as he calls you, this guy, Harley Williams, is staring you dead in the eyes, like not even blinking. And his mouth cracks a little as he begins to speak, and he says, "You are simply riddled with sin, aren't you, boy?"
Jesus Christ, what'd you do?
You tried to kill his girlfriend.
He's like, "Sir, when I was alive, the doctor said it was syphilis, not sin."
I like to imagine it's actually the two shadows just talking to each other.
Well, aren't we all full of sin?
Sin makes you a slave, boy. Many people around here will tell you hierarchy is slavery. Hierarchy thinks the renegades are slaves to their own passions, but there's only one real prison in the underworld, boy, and that's what weighs you down in the dirt of your very soul. The only way to freedom is to purify it. And with that, he'll sort of
start initiative.
Let go. And just sort of walk away.
He's not going to be like, "You got a bitch handshake."
Nobody will say that. You got a bitch handshake.
I'm going to kind of like, at this point, creep out from around the corner like I'm huddling, trying to hide. You know, for Titus.
Right.
And then I'm going to pretend to spot him, knowing where he was since I saw him pass me.
Right.
How does Holly Underwood react?
Ah, what an interesting question. So, for the moment, she is sort of watching as Harley just sort of goes off into the distance. Her eyes roll back over to you, and she sort of, like, cocks a flirtatious smile. But perception, empathy. And I'm going to call this one a diff 9.
Perception, empathy. Ooh, diff 9.
The cock-hungry smile is actually a plea for help. She wants to be saved.
I'm going to spend a point of willpower on this.
Okay.
And get 2 successes.
All right. It looks as though that she's trying to make it seem alluring or give you a sort of like a sideways come hither. But something about it just sort of raises a flag, raises hairs on the back of your neck. And you think what she's actually doing is just watching you and waiting for you to make some kind of move. She's trying to see what you're going to do first.
She's trying to find out if you're actually into butt stuff.
That's a question she's not going to get an answer to. I'm going to be like, "Oh, shit, there he is." I'm going to be like, "I've barely known this guy, but he tends to get lost." I'm going to tell her.
You hear that? Even your circle member thinks lowly of you.
Is that why he wants to hurt us? Son of a bitch.
You're better than me.
I'm gonna look at Holly. I'm just going to be like, I heard something about registration. I'm assuming those guys in the outfits, I don't want to get caught up with them. I'm assuming he probably shouldn't either," pointing at Titus.
And she sort of does that thing where, with a flourish, she'll sort of like drape her arms over your shoulder. "Darling, everyone gets lost sometimes, but it's what's important is that you manage to find your way home." And I shifted through 3 fucking accents in that one, so just pretend it sounded good.
Bitch be thirsty.
"If you want to register for the hierarchy, love, it's no business of mine, but their type tends to ask a few too many questions. Uncomfortable questions if you're not."
Well, then I do guess it's best in my best interest to stay out of that business. Probably him too, I say, kind of grabbing Titus by the arm and leading him out.
What does Titus do at this point?
I can walk.
He doesn't believe that.
Not drunk?
I'm not drunk. Don't drag me out, coach. I can still fight.
You're not a damn motherfucker. I'm trying to help you out here.
He's treating you like a child.
Are you into that kind of play?
Is that my shadow talking to me, or is that... What's going on here?
No, this is Xavier asking okay. character.
Yes, Xavier's is Adam's actual shadow.
Double shadow. 7-point flaw.
Is that two shadows?
You get two shadows. Like, gee, thanks.
One for the character and one for yourself?
One for your character and one for your shadow.
Is the shadow's shadow just Jiminy Cricket?
We are doing this.
I think the shadow shadow's Cool Whip.
The shadow shadow's Cool Whip.
I'm going to kind of look at Holly and I'm going to be like, home doesn't sound like a bad idea. As I kind of try, once again, leading Titus out of here.
I mean, she'll let you go. She's not putting up any effort to block you.
Could I get any, like, a better reading off of her once I started acting concerned for Titus?
Not really. I mean, you had her pegged. She was trying to see what you were going to do first. As okay. to why, I mean, could be any reason.
Quick, Titus. Push this guy off of you. He's asserting his dominance over you. You just gonna let that happen?
You just gonna let yourself get dominated?
You know, like you did in the ring countless times.
What kind of matches was he having?
Shadow, you're the only one that we've seen dominate me so far, so no.
Exactly.
Well, he took over.
So get him off you.
Get him off. Get him off. Beat him off, Adam.
What do you have to teach him, what you, Xavier?
Dick Rock.
You're a boxer. That's what you do. You beat people up.
I like that Adam has two shadows right now. He has Xavier and Tom.
And Cool
Whip.
My
shadow's just yelling at Tom. My shadow is just yelling at Adam.
Beat him off. You know you want to.
It's like my shadow just looks at Adam's character and just be like, you know what? I want to pull that guy down more than the guy I'm inside right now.
No, you see, your shadow is talking to Adam the player.
It's breaking the walls, man.
Clive, you are inside this burning building. You stumble back through the flames, but none of them actually touch you. The crazed specter is just looking for something to destroy.
Well,
now...
Unsheath your sword, Excalibur.
So you basically told them to hold. And one of the guy with the old-timey mustache, he doesn't quite know what to do, because, I mean, if you tell a cop not to do his job, he's going to cock an eyebrow. At the same time, you've got a much nicer sword than he does, so he's just kind of there. The younger kid, the guy that you swear you recognize, he sort of scrutinizes you for a second, and his eyes go wide. This fucking amazed expression goes across his face as he something obviously clicks up top.
By the way, I'll leave what the sword is to the chat.
Chat. Leave it. What is Clive McLean's sword? McCullen.
Calibre.
Make it Calibre, people. We got to bring in our changeling characters at some point, and you're going to make Chaz do it.
Just so you know, Caliburn is sometimes another name for shut the fuck up, Josh. for Excalibur. I am putting it between Sinair Mor, which is the singing sword of Sinair Mor, because that might be funny, or Arondite.
Where's Arondite from?
That's Lancelot's sword.
The first Damascus. That wasn't an option.
Well, hey, you said you'd leave it to him.
Between what I was going to lay out when I was continually interrupted by people yelling Caliburn.
Vassal, right. Of course, gets 2 votes, 1 for Nelly.
God damn it, not the right era.
Singing sword so long as it actually sings, so it's the Roger Rabbit sword.
Oh god damn it. Well, or you get a fuck, what was it?
There's only been one vote so far.
There's been lots of votes, just,
well, I mean,
some of them have been write-ins.
Care about.
It's like voting for the third for an independent party. It just doesn't matter. Or like voting for any party. It just doesn't matter.
Wait, so if everybody votes Caliburn,
they have no choice.
Tom, why don't you want to play your changeling?
What do you mean?
We haven't made one.
You haven't made one, Adam.
Yeah.
Other people make characters.
In his defense, I haven't finished my changeling either.
But have you started?
I have thoughts.
That's probably more than Adam. Adam?
Anyone have the book? I'm going to open the book for that one.
All right, sing into what it is.
What's it sing like?
I'll leave that up to Charlie.
Oh, Charlie, now you get to decide what music we'll be playing. It could be, I don't know, baby metal, or maybe something like mariachi music.
No, we already have a character for that kind of music.
Let's see. So it's 1994, right? So it's just
Spice
like
Girls.
Spice Girls, yes.
No, it's just constantly the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
I mean, this sword is from old Celtic fucking mythology, but okay.
Come on, we've all seen A Knight's Tale. We know that back in the old times, they still had Queen and other pop music.
Oh man. Was that that movie with the Joker and the Vision?
Yes.
So what are you doing, Clive?
Well, one, I have to finish this doppelganger. And I'm not going to beat him off like someone.
Well, that's not your specialty.
So I'm going
to professionals.
I'm going to, you know, excuse myself of the flames and attack him with the sword.
Do it.
Let's see. What is that shit again? Right.
What is the sword saying as it strikes?
That's up to you.
I'm leaving it to the chat.
7 successes.
You know what?
So far.
I guess it's tech 9.
I'm unfamiliar. So 7 successes to hit.
All right. Strength plus 9?
Okay, so then
Kenny G.
Wait, strength plus 9? Shouldn't it be strength plus 5?
So you got 7 successes, right?
Plus 3, sorry. So,
oh, I know what the sword sings.
So plus, it's 3 plus 6, and then my strength.
Yep.
So
it sings yodeling.
God damn it. 3.
I soak 1, which is just enough to decapitate this fucking son of a bitch and send it fucking dissipating into the darkness from whence it came.
Ceremony. Oh man, is it singing Mambo number 5?
Fucking Lou Bega?
There you go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
or fucking 1 plus 1 is 2.
Totally different song.
Totally different song. The same goddamn album! What were you thinking, Lou? What were you thinking?
He thought people wouldn't notice. We noticed.
It was like 2 songs later! It's like, did you really like Mambo number 5? Alright, 1 plus 1 is 2.
It even has fucking numbers in the lyrics and the title.
there's some hope of prospect in you yet, Clive. I'm proud of you.
Shut up.
Did it feel good to cut down somebody so easily? There's still some strength in your hand yet, isn't there?
There's always strength in my hand.
Sword hand.
Would you say you bested that man?
I bested him in one-on-one combat, as is traditional.
So you'd say you were better than him, wouldn't you? At least by the honorable code of chivalry. Noble combat.
The
code of combat?
The code of Bushido.
You speak of chivalry, but that is just combat techniques.
Well, it's chivalrous to put down a wild beast, isn't it? As that person became.
It's more along the lines of how to best and efficiently defeat an opponent.
So yes, it was chivalrous.
So yes, you were right. But not in the way you think you were. Good job, other brain. As I sheath my sword.
Am I making him feel any bit superior to this person?
I don't know.
I'm trying to do the shadow thing. One of your things is superiority. I'm trying to make you feel better than this person. That'll work with me a little here.
In one ring, I say yes, you did. But on the other hand, I think he's like, you do understand a bit. And he quickly moved on from that.
Which one do you think is the more powerful drive, Tom?
I want to throw Josh a bone, but I think Clive's fucking a natural obsession with that kind of fucking mentality would definitely say that being proud of his sword hand. His sword hand's voice.
Is that what he rationalizes it?
Down sword hand.
Kill them. No sword hand. No gun hand. I'm not gonna kill people.
Would override that pretty like really fast.
I think that's a question for you there, Tom.
That's what I just rationalized it to you. I like I said, I want to give Josh the.
Oh no, no.
Want to throw the bone, but
Mazzy Charizard just asked you one.
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being good, and you feel about killing that guy? Well, I mean, he attacked me first.
Do you feel good about it? Do you get any sense of accomplishment?
Yes. My answer to the scale is yes.
All right. Well, Clive McCullen and his inner self contemplate superiority. We go back to the top with Josh, or Francis, and John Titus. As we're leading Mr. Titus away from the alley. The last of the specters seem to be getting pushed back as there's less and less of them circling above. The flames slowly appear to be shrinking.
Have I managed to pull John Titus out of the alleyway yet, Adam?
Yeah, well, I'm just, like getting, like, my feet are still on the ground. Are you just, like, pulling me, like, by, like, my ear, I'm guessing?
Well, I grabbed your wrist, and I'm kind of...
Okay.
Well, now you're pulling his ear.
Yeah. Like, come here, child.
I'm going to try pulling him a safe distance away from Holly Underwood in the alley.
Okay.
Before I address him.
She's a hoe. You probably just stay away from her.
Like I said, she is not making any particular attempt to like block you or keep you here. So as you start pulling Titus away, she's going to go in basically about the same direction that Harley did.
Quick, get him off you. Don't let him assert his dominance. You know how he's like.
Wow, Holly and Harley, this is going to be a pain in the ass real fast. I didn't make up either of these characters.
Immersion completely broken, Chaz. I thought you made this whole thing up.
Fucking, I'm out. I can't do that gag again.
I mean, the immersion was already broken when this wasn't first person.
At all times.
I'm just going to kind of... You do not know how to talk your way out of things, do you?
I usually punch things out of, punch my way out of things.
I guess I didn't do that.
My fist is talking.
He's scolding me. Well, I mean, to be fair, Cool Imp, he didn't try to get the whore to like him. He didn't cry yet.
Need to ask my cousin for money.
Do you have a cousin?
Look, John, I'm just trying to tell you that maybe your fist can't solve all the problems down here, as much as I would like that to be true.
Well, you just get stronger, and they'll be able to solve all the problems.
I don't think you can punch your way out of this place, my friend. My man.
Oh, he's referring to you as his man.
My man. Is that like my nigga? Just. Oh, Monica.
I'm gonna look at John.
As in a little bit of Monica.
My life.
Look, John. You don't have to come with me, but I think I know a place where I can lay low. You're welcome to come along.
What do we need to lay low, though?
I'm gonna point at the Legionnaires as they're leaving.
John Titus does have his own haunt, by the way. I don't know if he... Huh?
Well, I was going to say, I'm assuming I don't know that.
Well, yeah, probably not. I'm reminding Adam in case he forgot he had it like his herd.
Yeah. Never used... Yeah.
Suck dick for bus fare and walk home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not something to be proud about.
Yeah, it's like, no.
No. Well, I'm offering to take him to my haunt, because I'm assuming he doesn't have one. Also, this will probably be my first time heading to my haunt.
Tis indeed.
Do you have a haunt?
Yes, the old club I used to perform
at. Why didn't I know about this?
Yeah, the shadow.
For Miles Bryce's information, should it ever come to light, having an unlicensed haunt is the penalty for that in the hierarchy is, well, soul forging.
Just fucking soul forging with everything.
No.
They're like the...
Some things are discorporation.
They're like the Camarilla. They just like, oh, did you break a rule? Death. Final death.
Final death.
Yeah, I'll put the heads.
Tell fucking Gabriel about that.
And hey, the Camarilla actually has a very robust judiciary system. You guys just keep fucking up that bad.
Adam wasn't supposed to fight me in a damn alleyway.
Either you or the people, and I still fought both of you guys.
You had fair self-control, and you're just like, nah, I'm going to go eat those people in a street. Do you really follow the path of honorable accord? Is that what a Bushido warrior would do?
I don't know that a Bushido warrior...
Whether John Titus is coming or not, I'm heading to my haunt.
Okay.
Nut.
I'm like, I don't want to be alone with my voice in my head, so I'll just follow him.
I don't want to be alone with the voices in my head.
Now, I did find out...
That's a pretty real problem.
Wraiths do sleep, kind of.
Why?
They trance.
To heal. They can actually enter one of their fetters for 8 hours. After that 8-hour period... they get to roll stamina, and they can remove 1 point of non-aggravated damage per success. They can heal that way without spending pathos.
They can enter a fetter?
Yeah.
Like, without inhabit?
They just kind of fade into it.
That's weird. Okay.
I have to ask again.
Can I go into somebody else's fetter?
Yeah.
If a wraith has a hunt and it can accommodate more than one wraith, you can go and recover Memoriam at least. Not Memoriam, you can recover a
Pathos. So.
Okay, so Francis Dumas is going to head to the Glass Casket Club. Where's John Titus going to go? You're going to go with him?
Yeah, I'll follow him, yeah.
Okay.
You got a pretty sweet crib, bro.
Like, it's super flamboyant stuff.
All right, Xavier, so you are now armed with your information. And the guy basically says, look, bring her to Sue. It'll make you look good in the community, you know what I mean? Make you look valuable.
All right. Well, I guess
if you get the chance, people will look for any reason to take new enfants to their Anacreon, right? Like, they want to look good. Whatever you fucking do, whatever you do, don't ever take her to two of them, because that's a huge mess. It's paperwork. They got to bring in the Lady of Fate. You don't want any of that.
So who?
She's like a... She's an Anacreon, right? But she doesn't really... She more arbitrates, like, disputes and stuff. It's the way shit works down here.
Hmm. That's quite a title for a arbiter. Very well. Point me to this Sue.
So last time your other nerd friend told you to go back to the train station where you met mm-hmm. him, and the Anacreons are there. That is the main citadel of Necropolis Atlanta.
All right. Then I guess I'm taking her back.
All right. So, walking. Clive McLean. As the specter sort of goes down, old-timey mustache dude just sort of, like, shakes his sword a bit as if he's unsure what to do, wheels around, and heads out the door. The blonde-haired kid sort of, like, points a finger at you and says, "No way! You're Clive McLean!"
I.
There we go. Finally some recognition for your sword ability.
Do you recognize me? At all? Andy. My name's Andy. I was in the crowd in that one tournament at the Fry Factor. When you lost to Bonet by a point.
He won't respect you if you recognize him right away.
Dude, you got disqualified.
You should run him along a little bit.
I try not to remember my.
You just, but I remember every excruciating detail.
Annoyingly so. I recall that event. I recall it very well.
I recall every centimeter of our footwork.
That's kind of, I was kind of expecting a Dinkelberg, Mazzy, but
this is where I would put my fencing trophies if I had any.
Bonet. I forgot that's what his name was.
It's not just Flanagan, even though it's funner to say.
Flanagan is way funner.
He says, "Oh man, I was such a big fan. I used to study down at the Fry Factor to try and be like you one day. What finally got you?"
Bonet
got me. Killed me in my sleep. I'll get him though.
In his sleep, when I masturbate into his mailbox.
The fuck? Inhabit his mailbox. Boo. I've opened up all of your mail.
You were expecting your mail.
Why is this child trying to remind you of your failures? Is he jealous of the success he just witnessed?
No, he's envious.
Envious?
Jealousy is being afraid of is having something taken from you, while envy is hoping that you take something from someone else, or wishing for something from someone else. God, sword hand brain.
You know what, sword hand? I don't need to give you a dictionary lesson right now. I got things to do.
So, I mean, how come you haven't been around the old stomping grounds? I mean, yeah, okay, they're closed now. But yes. I try to go once or twice. I, you know, still watch, the HEMA matches. They still have tournaments there.
I've been preoccupied with
death. I've got a small case of death. I'm hoping to get over it soon.
No kidding. You're still new down here? Dude, have you even gotten registered?
For another club?
No, I mean for the hierarchy, man. What are you doing with your talents? We could use somebody like you.
You can't learn anything.
They just want you for your body.
I mean, I came in here, wow, I saw you take that guy out in two swings.
Yes, two swings.
One for warning and one for effect. As is chivalrous.
And they're trying to tie you down into helping them. A real swordsmaster journey is alone, isn't it?
What am I, a weeb?
Or
I must walk this path alone.
I didn't study bullshitto.
Yo!
What is this hierarchy?
Oh, dude, I hope you find a samurai.
That is how I hope that this character, like, ends.
You find Samurai Jack?
Samurai. After replacing your leg with a fetter machine gun?
You soy face shield bit?
The hierarchy, okay? So they're the guys that basically run this place. Like, you know, we had, you know, the government and the president and all that shit while we were alive. Well, it's kind of the same thing down here. You got the guy on top. He's the governor. His name is Jim. Yes, they call him Governor Jim. Then around him, he's got his senators. They call him Anacreons. And each one of them presides over a different way people died. So, like, you died in, you died, Bonet killed you, right? That means you're going to Walton, right? Like, you need to see Walton. You kind of, when you work for the hierarchy, you kind of work for Walton, I guess, technically. I mean, you don't have to. I do, because, you know, I'm a soldier. But, you know, yeah, it's like the people around here, man, the people around here are like assholes. They ain't grateful for shit. We just came and we just saved our asses from all these specters and shit. They're going to be bitching about us tomorrow, and, you know, I'm going to get my feet spat on again. These guys suck.
Legionnaire brutality.
But trust me, man, you want to be around actual civilized people where you can put your skills to use, you got to go register for the hierarchy, man, because these motherfuckers around here, they don't care about you as much as they'll piss on you.
You should see whether this is worth your time.
I agree, Swordhand.
You should challenge him to a duel, or if he's still wet around the ears, perhaps the old man who just left.
You do bring up a good point, Swordhand Brain.
Just looking boy. At your hand.
Yeah, he's called the kid boy. Boy, bring me my sword.
Boy.
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 But that reminds me, the whore ran into this building too. Where is she?
She ran into the building.
Boy, I have more words to trade with you, but I must look for a whore.
Don't you need a squire? You should challenge him to combat.
Wait for me outside.
Really, I
will test your mettle.
And he sort of like lights up a little bit. He's like, You think I'm good enough to spar with you?
Not at all.
You think yourself not?
I don't know. I just never thought I'd, you know, be face to face with a legend like that.
Believe in the me that believes in you.
Turns out he also has an artifact. He actually has Caliburn.
Hmm.
If you choose to leave the building at this point, you will not see Holly Underwood. You will, however, I will say you can catch Francis and John as they're sort of like receding out of eyeshot of the little 5 points area.
Well, I'll run to catch up to them for a second.
Sure.
Yelling, compatriots!
Where's the whore?
Yeah.
Oh, and then I'm going to turn around and be like, Sporty Spice.
Oh, right. Scary Spice.
Junior Spice?
Cumin.
Oh, my bad. I was Posh Spice.
Yeah, I was like,
I draw my blade.
No, I say Posh Spice, Posh Spice.
You tricked me, Francis.
Trusted you.
I trusted you.
I trusted you. I disregarded my other voice. Have you seen the whore?
She disappeared in an alley with some guy named Harley.
Probably off to do whore things in a whore alley with her whore mouth.
Well, I guess she must pay the bills.
Oh, she was sneaking around a bit. I didn't get to hear what they were talking about.
Sneaking around with her 4 feet.
an unknown amount of time ago.
Sure, well, I'm heading to my haunt. I don't know if you're coming.
I have to go fight this kid.
I'm going to kind of look at him like, go easy on him.
Talking to me or him?
No, I'm talking to you.
Oh. He actually has 12 dice to melee attack.
I merely wish to see where he lies.
On the floor dead?
Well, yes, we're all dead.
We're underground probably by now.
Oh man, I should become a risen.
Mummy?
No, the wraith kind.
Rice.
Take the land that must be taken.
And I'll speak to you later, and I'll take my leave.
I'll tell him where I'm heading. And the general area where it is.
Okay.
Noted.
Xavier, you are... Yes, you are next initiative. So you are headed towards the main citadel of the Necropolis Atlanta, the old train station. You know what? Let's not waste any further time. How about a charisma streetwise?
I did it.
You have one fucking die for that?
I have one charisma. And no streetwise.
You're a CIA agent.
Yeah, but I haven't been here long, have I?
All right. So you get to the Citadel. And at first, you know, you sort of get talked to by some legionnaires at the front. And they sort of get the feeling that you're green behind the... Hey, Savitar 8787. Yes, we play... shitloads of other games. What are you asking specifically?
We usually play Vampire.
Indeed.
Who wants to know?
And we will get to playing Werewolf the Apocalypse Dark Ages.
Someday, if Adam ever finishes his character. That's really all that's holding us back, guys. It's just Adam has not made his character yet, and so we've just been waiting on him. We don't want to rush him, because...
Yeah, and we had like 8 months, so yeah.
He has a sensitive emotional constitution.
So if you guys want to see Werewolf, I mean, Adam is the one that's been holding us back.
Oh, Mazzy, you are so awesome. Now, to be fair, there should, I think I did it right, there should be a link to our YouTube channel below the actual stream, and we have Vampire and Demon the Fallen live, please.
I do not see the YouTube link.
Vasil wants that sweet demon game.
Yeah, see, I also want to play the demon game because I know you guys want to see the dating sim.
Now, Salvatore is going to be really confused by that statement, and we're not going to explain it.
You have to watch all our videos to find out.
That's not true.
Find out, piece together the plot from all the things that we've let slip.
We actually have a really intricate meta plot between all of our videos. You just have to keep looking and trying to find it.
Especially the RPG Imaginariums.
Demon is pretty badass. We have fun playing it. And it is always good to find a game to play, whether it's on a forum or around a table. Or in front of a screen.
Alright, so you sort of are able to talk your way past the legionnaire standing at the front gate. You get moved to a receptionist. The receptionist, blah, 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 I'm new. They move you into a waiting room. You sit in the waiting room for a while. And eventually... Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. No, we absolutely encourage our stream chat. We love interacting with you guys. It's the most fun part of doing this. And it makes me look like I know what I'm doing more when I have to, you know, vamp. And hopefully you guys don't figure out that I'm actually looking shit up as I go.
This was supposed to be a one-shot.
That is true. Now I got to figure out how to end it in a couple weeks before Gen Con. Because when we get to Gen Con, then it's V5.
Spoiler.
Cool Limp is a great shadow.
He is a pretty damn good shadow. But
even if we
don't listen to his advice though, so yeah.
he's what you should be when you actually play this game, and not like us. We're really bad at it, but that's because it's our first time playing this.
And that's the excuse we're still sticking
new
with.
And nubile.
And yes, more distraction would be nice. It helps us stretch this out.
As you can see, we're getting too much plot done.
What with, hell breaking loose with three of the party members and Miles' bureaucratic adventures.
All right. So you find yourself standing on the other side of a desk from what appears to be a 14-year-old African-American girl. Very scrawny, long white dress, and her wrists have these very deep indentations on them from where she might have once worn shackles.
Quick, you gotta roll those D10s.
Are you telling Xavier to roll D10s to resist?
No.
Okay.
Okay, Coolimp and Vasil, have either of you guys played the playtest?
Anybody can answer, though.
Well,
Old World.
We have our issues with some of the rules as we were presented them, but overall we're hoping it's going to be like a 5th edition was for D&D and streamlining trimming the fat from some of the stuff.
Okay, see, that's the thing. Now, if you guys want to stay with, like, V20, that's cool. We have nothing against V20. In fact, we're probably, like, hopefully, if things go the way we want them to go, the question... was if you guys have had a chance to actually play the V5 playtest. If things go the way we want them to go, we would actually like to support both at some point in the future where we can play, you know, V5 and Vampire the Masquerade Classic. But if you just read V5, I think it's a little difficult to understand what really makes it great. You have to really see, like, the new hunger system in action. The old hunger system, it's not very evocative. It does, with the new one and the compulsions and the way the hunger dice work, I feel like it really makes you feel like a vampire. It really brings forward that that unholy, eternal thirst that vampires are known to suffer for. And I really think it's a much more thematic game. It runs like butter at the table. Combat is so much smoother. They did a good job with V5. I have my bugbears. Tom had some things he wasn't too thrilled with.
What was your problem with the hunger dice?
It was the bloody crits.
Messy criticals. Yeah,
criticals, there you go, sorry.
The punishing you.
You're doing the good.
I think, I do think they'll have tweaked it. I don't know how much they'll have changed it, but I do know there was some issues with the bloody crits, or the messy crits not applying in certain areas.
I'm hoping so, man. Because it's like, oh, it applies on everything you do.
I just want to tweak to humanity, because rules as written, there is no reason to ever have hunger dice.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'll sell out my brother. I don't give a fuck.
I'm a vampire now.
Yeah, I'm a vampire. I don't have morals.
Yeah, I was so surprised that the majority of people went that way.
Yeah, that's really fucked up. They don't know what it's like when all you got is your family.
And it will be published in, like, what, 3 months? It's coming out in August. What is it? Yeah, May, June, July. About 3 months.
Oh, I got so much to do.
It's always available on YouTube there, Vassal. So... This 14-year-old African-American girl just sort of leans forward.
Black, right?
Huh?
No one's going to be offended if you say black.
I don't know.
Is she actually African-American or she's just African?
No, she is actually African-American.
Okay.
She's an American.
She's an American.
Well, African-American actually means you immigrated from Africa. Afro-American means you're of African descent.
That's true. Why just say black?
I did not know that. So she sort of leans forward on these tented fingers. And you can see, as she appraises you, there's this twinkle in her eye, this shine, that she carries a lot more intelligence and wisdom than her form might immediately belie.
Yes, Savitar, I did say black.
I'll go up and I'll say, or... You, Sue?
I am indeed, Sue. What brings you to me? And she'll sort of half-heartedly gesture at chairs on the other side of her desk because, it's of course you're gonna sit. She's not really gonna forbid you, and she doesn't seem like the type to stand on ceremony for it.
Well, I've brought with me a young lady who is Well, dead. And,
Were they alive, though?
She was hit by a vehicle. And then, again, I'll lean in and say, intentionally. And, well, I don't know quite why. My, insight did not give me that much.
She sort of flicks her eyes over to Anne, runs them up and down her. And what is it that causes you to bring her to me?
Well, I need to know where she would go. As far as your legions go. Also, I have a bit of a personal stake.
Oh, do tell.
Steak.
Cattleman's.
It would seem she is... Or she knew my daughter.
And what about you? I haven't seen you around the necropolis before. Where do you belong?
I would also like to know that, as I cannot see my own death marks. Or can I? Are there mirrors?
Yes.
Well, how can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't?
Yeah.
Jaden Smith went from The Weeknd to Barack Obama. Intentionally.
Has any other Legion laid claim to her yet?
Ooh, I do not believe so.
Well, that's the correct answer then. I'll be happy to take her in mine. What are you rolling there, Tom?
I just wanted to push a button.
Oh.
Oh, you botched. You can't push buttons anymore.
You botched and pushing buttons again. You can't roll ever again.
What? Okay. I would still like insight as to why she was ended
prematurely.
Way.
Or was it premature?
And insight I can give you, but this is not something that takes time. Or this is not something that happens instantly. It does take a bit of time for my agents and I to actually find these things out. I'm glad word of my, shall we say, skill has reached a new infant, but give me a few days, you'll have your answer.
Very well. And, could you do the same for me?
I could indeed. What do you know of your death?
Nothing.
All been ripped apart by bears.
Yeah, apparently my body was ripped apart. Though I don't remember there being bears or wolves in the area. Maybe they were...
Werewolves?
Werebears.
Werebear-wolves.
With the dreaded were-oryx, the were-cows, the were-bulls, the peaceful ones.
It was were-sharks. Actually, we're in Georgia. Were-cats. Were-crocs. The Mokole.
Those are still a thing. Just mauled by a Mokole.
Well then, that means you belong with me as well. Have you been registered yet?
Yes.
And Anne will sort of like hold up her coin. Then it seems all is in order.
Before I join you, can I ask what it is that you do?
What it is that I do?
No, what it is... your kind do. Your legion.
Well, I am a government functionary in this necropolis. My legion does what I need them to do. I'm sorry if that's not a terribly descriptive answer, but it is the one we have. I try to fight for equality for people. And believe you me, several of my, shall we say, co-workers, as a government functionary, believe very strongly in the opposite direction, and that takes up most of my time. So, my legion often works against their legions. Also, should we be needed in Stygia by the Death Lord of the Legion of Paupers, we help them. Does that about answer your question?
It does.
Fucking Coolum's going nuts in the chat.
It was actually one of each coolant. It was a joint effort.
Well, I'd like to take some time to consider my options. As with any job hunt, I'll send out more resumes.
That's not quite how it works down here. Technically, you're already part of my legion. You just don't have a direct job that you do for me.
Damn it, I was going to make that fucking joke.
Now, that part is optional. You don't have to be one of my soldiers. You can find work in a soul forge or hell.
Hell.
Doom Slayer. There's lots for an enterprising young wraith to do, and I care not which one it is. Just know that you technically are my jurisdiction should emergencies arise. With that, you're free to make your own path in this brave new world of ours.
No, this is the old world of darkness.
This brave old world.
So... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, well, I have questions, but first and foremost, where is this Lady of Fate?
Azura?
Why, do you have an...
Thinking at a lake or some shit, killing yourself.
Do you have a dispute?
Not quite with anyone in particular.
The Lady of Fate and I are on good terms, make no mistake. However, she is quite a busy woman, and I don't wish to bother her unnecessarily.
Unnecessarily. So just make it necessary.
Now... If you have some form of complaint, chain of command says that, well, let's face it, you're way above chain of command at this point, but I'm willing to hear it.
Well, I can see people's death marks, and it lets me see what happened and what kind of person they were, but... I'd like to know why, and there's also something of a personal question I'd like to ask her.
Where is she?
Where is she?
Well, that's quite simple. You are a wraith, you are a ghost, you are a being of raw emotion. Wraiths have the ability to tap into that emotion for what you would call... supernatural effects on the other side of the shroud. We call it Arcanoi down here. You have the Arcanoi of Fatalism, clearly.
And what does that do?
Precisely what you describe.
See people's deaths?
Let's say it gives you insights into the past... and the present, and the future. Things that happen around you, if not immediately in your vicinity. Does that help?
It does. Now, who can help me hone this?
I have been desperately looking for that for a long fucking time. Argos, Pandemonium, Moliate, Lifeweb. Ah. Down here you will find them referred to as oracles. It's an old name for a defunct political faction. Guilds used to form around the different Arcanos. Ask around, it's not entirely uncommon. I'm sure you'll find someone.
Very well. In the meantime, I'll leave this one in your care.
Okay, Kay, thanks. Bye.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna stick around, but, like, I don't want her to follow me.
I'm afraid I don't have time to babysit Mr.
Miles Bryce.
You found yourself an enfant. Most race would be quite pleased with that.
Okay.
I'm not most race.
Oh. Is she to be my charge?
No, X, this is when you say, like, oh, but that makes me your l'enfant.
She's her own person. Release her to the streets of the necropolis. Let her make her own way.
Giving your failures to another, the true sign of weakness, Miles.
Have you noticed that when you have a very specific shadow voice, only when you plagiarize from Coolimp?
Yeah. It's like plagiarizing. He's quoted in the comments.
Yeah, so no, he's absolutely giving it to you. However, I've noticed that when you're just Adam the Shadow, you speak normally. But when you're reading the chats, you have a very slippery, slimy accent.
That way it's like I know it's not a joke. I'm reading the chat.
Okay, so when he's telling you to murder people, it's actually just a joke. It's a prank, bro.
It's a prank, bro. Just vlog the dead bodies and you'll be good.
Very well.
Give me a few days. I'll have answers for the both of you.
Well, thank you. I guess I'll start looking for oracles. And I will take my leave. Unless she wants some kind of money, in which case,
I'm broke.
Tell her I have none.
Lag.
Yeah.
Nah, she's good. She just,
she. I have no. I don't have ghost money.
Ghosty bucks?
Yeah, you do. We ended up with 100 ghost dollars each.
Spooky bucks?
I should point out, for the sake of the setting, they are called Oboli, but you guys can call them whatever the fuck you want.
It's already called Spooky Bucks.
Really? We didn't settle on Ghost Dollary Dues?
No, that's for... We're not in Australia.
We can't repeat that joke too many times.
We're not in fucking Ghost Australia? Where there's probably a lot of dead people.
Necropolis Sydney? That could be fun.
It's like, what happened to you, snake bite?
Kangaroo.
I got kicked by a kangaroo in the chest. My heart stopped instantly.
That's the only legion they have, is the Legion of Natural Death. Or Death by Nature. But what about you, my box jellyfish?
Stingray.
Oh, no.
I spilled a drink on Hugh Jackman in a bar.
Natural occurrence.
The drop bears got me.
He put three knives in between his fingertips and stabbed me.
Still technically a death by Wolverine. Just drop bears, dingoes. All right. Various poison animals, poisonous, venomous insects.
There might be both venomous and poisonous. You're just like, fuck you, dude.
I actually think this one is completely unrelated. I stopped for a while, and then I don't know, for some reason I just got an itch in my throat tonight. But I was better. Thank you for the concern.
Yeah, my eye.
Francis, John, you stand outside of the Glass Coffin Club. So, do tell us a little bit about the Glass Coffin Club, Josh, as this was your creation, and I believe you said this was sort of an epicenter for the, I guess, LGBT and transsexual area.
And yeah. I'm sure there's other letters on that.
Yeah, off
well, it's one of my fetters as well. It's my main fetter, the Glass Casket Club. And it I imagine it being like probably like an old warehouse with a lot of the glass windows smashed up, and it's an event. I imagine it's a place kind of out of the way where people could go basically away from the rest of society to kind of go out and let their freak flag fly, as well as holding like electronic music events and stuff that I would play at and participate in.
Absolutely. And so that is what you see as you walk up, Mr. Titus. So give me intelligence streetwise, please.
Adam. Both of us?
Adam.
No, just Adam.
Okay. What's up?
I just looked at the full thing. LGBTQIAPK, or potentially LGBTQQIAAPPK.
Well, I think what they do now is just they just put LGBT plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, one success.
Okay, so with your one success in Streetwise, you would probably know that this is, for lack of a better term, the gay bar. Now you can decide if that if John Titus is the kind of person that that would bother. I'm just not. Like, I'm not saying man. One way or the other, but. The early 1990s were not quite a progressive time.
Still hold your prejudices. Yes.
I mean, was John Titus prejudiced against gay people? I don't know.
Where he's just like, yeah, I'm okay with gays, but just like I don't hang out with them because I don't want to get my dick sucked.
Well, he's one of those kind of guys.
He's probably not going to be able to get drunk, so he's like, I'm fine with it, I guess.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean like...
Can't drink anymore.
Can't physically drink anything. It's like, oh, I can't get drunk off those sissy drinks.
No cosmopolitans for you.
As his shadow, I'm going to say it's the latter.
You don't know me, Shadow?
Oh,
I
know you well.
It's like jokes on you. The sissy drinks taste delicious.
You're already inside me. Does that make me gay to you? I don't know.
Oh my god.
So at this time of night... Yeah, it's probably getting on closer to the morning because it's been a time of walking around and doing stuff at night. So the club has probably ceased business operations for the night. If you like, you can spend a point of corpus to get in, of course. And just
can I just slide in through a broken window?
Yes, you can. That seems unsafe, and like there's probably squatters living in there. But sure, good deal. Since if this is supposed to be like your crib, I don't really want to charge you a point of corpus every time you go in. But I might have random smelly homeless people show up. And one of them could be a mage. And this is going to get really interesting really fast.
Hobo Mo!
Cool.
I see Francis. Two fisters!
Well, Francis Dumas is going to enter the Glass Casket Club. And he's just going to kind of fairly try to take in a deep breath of the familiar smell of cigarette butts and liquor and alcohol on the floor that's probably not there anymore for him.
You can smell it. It's just very muted across the shroud. And you sort of look around wistfully as you remember this place being vibrant and alive and exciting, bright colors streaming down, making the night come alive. And everything is just riddled with decay, like everything else in the Shadowlands. And you look around a bit, and you remember the last time that you and Dominic were here. The two of you were on the dance floor, and...
Getting dirty.
Precious by Depeche Mode came on. Precious and fragile things need special handling. And sort of arm in arm, your foreheads pressed against one another, you sort of dance and sway to the music, letting the lyrics sort of bounce off of you, letting them echo sort of past hardships and pains that you've gone through in your life that you thought maybe you were behind. He slips a tab of acid onto your tongue, and all of a sudden the night just sort of spirals away into this beautiful cacophony of lights and sounds and colors, and then it all seems to fade away at once again, and you're back in this dismal, gray, moth-eaten, dry-rotted, pathetic shell for what that now stands as once one of your favorite places on Earth.
Well, I kind of look at Titus and Black. Ain't that some shit how you always want to go back home, but it's not the same when you get there.
Titus, what's your home look like right now?
He went to his girlfriend's apartment.
His actual haunt is his boxing gym.
Yeah. The gym man.
Yeah.
What dost thou say, Titus?
Sorry, blinked out for like.
Oh, I said that Francis Dumas turns to Titus and.
Don't you roll at him?
No,
really.
Pause the fucking live stream. You can come back and do the rest later.
Basically, Francis was wistfully asking Titus about his home and how it's not the same once you get to go back, especially now.
Yeah, you can't interact with anybody or your old friends.
Well, I mean, you can.
I can punch him. Probably don't want to do that.
I mean, after all, you interacted with somebody.
Well, that was you in my head.
But don't you see? I am you. So you interacted.
So Francis is going to try holding on to some of those feelings, and he's going to try using his memoriam with the connection of the people from this place that still do remember him to try to get some of that pathos back.
Sure. So what sort of emotion does this invoke in you?
Probably pride. The fact that he did, whether it was art or performances, that it was something worth remembering and that had an effect on some people at least.
Absolutely. Go ahead and make that roll.
One success.
If you're rolling pride, you're actually rolling, I think... Oh, no, how many dots do you have in memoriam?
Four.
So you're actually going to roll 6 dice, I believe. Because I think it is passion, strength, plus memoriam, and you're going to roll it a diff 9.
For all of these?
You're going to roll 6 dice at a diff 9, because it is the raw emotion and not the passion itself.
Okay. So 6 at a diff 9.
Botch.
How to do, boss?
You got a success.
I got 110.
110?
All right. So I you get to...
I have pants.
Those aren't pants.
Oh, right. I have shorts on. At least I'm wearing shorts and not just in my underwear, which I don't wear because it's been pretty hot.
God bless Texas.
Okay.
So that is my role. I managed to pull one tiny bit of pathos across the shroud.
All right, so John Titus, you can just feel this overwhelming sense of pride radiating from Francis Dumas as he sort of looks around and takes
so
in
pride.
And takes in this place, and the look on his face, he's almost looking past the walls. He's not looking at the place as it is, as it appears.
And
he's looking at it as he remembers it, as it was.
Nut. Ghost nut. It's like the opposite of that scene from Ghostbusters.
Like, What'd you do?
It was like performing. I guess I was just feeling the energy of the place.
Oh man, you felt the energy of your place. If you catch my drift, right, Johnny boy?
And apparently other race can gather memoriam from a hunt as well. I don't know if you can equate the pride I feel from a performance with the pride you would feel from winning a boxing match.
Or the pride of touching his girlfriend for the last time.
You remember the last time your boyfriend touched you? Pretty domineering.
Or is that the voice in my head?
Yes.
I guess I kind of clicked back for a second just inside my head. I was like, I'm going to do something about that.
Do something about the voice in your head or the feelings?
No.
You
can... The feelings from thinking about the person.
Yeah. You know what?
I thought you were talking to your shadow. I was like, I'm just going to do something about you.
I'm gonna
kill myself to get rid of you.
Yes, I agree. You should do something about that. Because these emotional hangups, they're not healthy for you.
Don't worry. I'm planning on cutting a few ties.
That's the spirit.
So what are you actually doing inside the Glass Casket Club?
Me or Adam?
Both of you.
I'm probably walking up to the stage and remembering old performances, the reactions of the crowd, that kind of thing.
Oh, Johnny boy. He seems to be having this whole get back at home thing much better than you did.
You were there.
Girlfriend.
Because you were there. You were the... I don't know how to say it. The bad thoughts.
You were the bad touch.
Bad touch, yeah.
No, I'm just your uninhibited side.
He wouldn't do anything that you wouldn't do when you were drunk.
That's basically what a shadow is. It's just your worst drunk self.
Josh, as you walk towards the stage... Perception... fuck it. Perception alertness, diff 7.
Perception gaydar.
4, diff 7. 2 successes.
2 successes. So, you're crossing across the dance floor, right? And all of the... Basically, the trash bins have been... pushed together near the stage just for easy access to, you know, pull them out, take them out the back through the stage door. Something catches your eye. In one of the bins, all the bags have been removed and something apparently slipped underneath one of the trash bags. And it is basically a pamphlet. And on the front of the pamphlet is a picture of Jesus Christ standing over a lake of fire. And as it clicks and you see it, you almost shit a brick, because the night you were beaten to death, the night those hillbillies convinced Dominic to kick you in the head and repent of his sinful ways, they had that pamphlet in their hands.
Looks like you just found a lead, Scoob.
You're at the gay bar.
I'm going to try smacking it open with my outrage so I can get a better look at the inside.
Sure. So.
Yeah, use your spook power.
Let's see. I guess this is Wraith Grasp.
Sure.
I'm trying to pull it out.
Sure, we'll call it that.
Strength plus outrage. 3, 5.
Why did this place get so dilapidated?
Because you're in the Shadowlands.
I imagine it was like a warehouse that just got kind of how do you say, not squatted in, but basically taken over.
by the homeless gangs.
What's the difficulty?
This is Hobo Moe's territory now.
Do I keep all my books?
I guess it's just regular dip sticks. There we go. One success.
One success. One success is enough to, like, kind of slap it open, and it slides a little bit and bounces around on the inside of the trash bin. And in big black letters, basically like a header on the inside of the pamphlet, is a Bible passage. Matthew 7:5. First, remove the beam out of your own eye, and then you can see clearly enough to remove the speck out of your brother's eye. And it basically goes on to list basically anti-homosexual rhetoric. We're not anti-gay. We wish everyone could be happy. The use of gay is a clever marketing device to avoid having to describe what gays do. We're anti-homosexual as tens of millions of Americans because of a particular kind of sexual behavior. Yada, 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 so on and so forth, in very small print, continuing down both sides of the pamphlet. And on the very, very bottom of the last page, there's a tiny little triangular symbol, looks almost like a Senate building. And next to it says, American Vision.
American Vision. Does that ring any bells to me?
I will give you Intelligent Streetwise Diff 9.
Intelligent Streetwise Diff 9. Oh boy.
Illuminati.
Oh man, Professor Xavier.
No successes.
Nope. Sorry, pal.
Does it have an address on it?
It does. It has an address somewhere in Metro Atlanta.
Okay.
Hey, Francis, what you looking at there, eh?
Metro Atlanta.
Is it one of them gay pornos? Max?
I just kind of look at him, give him a look.
It's like, what, do you think we all just look at gay porn all the time? Sometimes we look at straight porn.
This is one of the, what is wrong with you? No.
Are you really going to let him in on this? It's a little personal.
I kind of look
at
Titus.
Really not gonna let you, are you really not going to let him in on, or you... You're going to let him push you around like that?
I'm going to look at Titus and be like, "Hub, what do you remember about the moment before it happened, before you came to this side?"
Hearing gunshots and pain.
I remember gunshots and pain. I'm not too sure what happened. I think I was hit by a bus.
Well, last thing I remember is the sole of a leather boot getting crushed against my head.
Oh, man.
God.
No, let's just say this is related to that. As I kind of just toss the pamphlet down.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was explaining to John Titus a little bit. Oh, what is this actual American Vision thing?
Oh no,
is this a real group?
It is an absolutely real hate group based out of Powder Springs, Georgia.
Wow.
Yeah, I decided this was a golden opportunity to find an actual group of bigots and expose them. So, fuck those guys.
People forget we actually live in the world of darkness.
I actually found out we have an anti-LGBT group here in town.
Really?
Yeah. Registered with the, well, I guess registered by the Southern Poverty Law Center. I think it's called like Tom Brown Ministries or something.
Because I knew we had one of the, I know we had at least one church that did the whole gay conversion thing for a while. I don't know if it's still around.
Yeah, us too, Basil. Well.
Yeah, it's not cool.
I don't know if we can get away with that.
What?
Fucking him.
Just, what is that? How does Mr. Garrison say in the new South Park? Okay, moving on. Well, that's what I tell Titus. I don't know how Titus reacts to what I said about basically finding my killers without hinting exactly what happened.
There absolutely are, Mazzy. It's depressing.
So, Francis, you need someone to help you kick some butt?
Oh, no, Cool Limp. I double-check these guys, believe me. You can read the article if you want.
I'm going to ask Titus if he knows how to punch across the shroud like I do.
I don't have to punch. I can steal life.
I'm a boxer. I don't need a punch.
Yeah. I can just grab and then steal their life force.
Well, I might definitely need some help. As for now, I'm going to try sleeping in this place. Considering this is one of my fetters, I don't know how this works.
You just kind of like fade and you inhabit the building as a whole?
I guess that's what I'm doing.
Okay, so that's effectively going to sleep. Like, you're out of commission for the next 8 hours.
That's cool. We're already running up on time.
Okay. Now, I don't think you actually have to be at a fetter to fade into one.
Okay.
Have you taken any corpus damage?
One.
Don't worry, Vasil. We'll be done here in a couple minutes. Okay. You're not going to be interrupted tonight, so go ahead and roll your stamina, and you can heal that many successes. How about you, John Titus?
I'm taking 2 damage from, well, I guess self-inflicted damage from healing my girlfriend.
After you hurt her. You monster.
Yeah. So. Is about like so? Can I like I guess, like fetter like just like bug? I don't know. Like rest here then, or
you'd basically I believe the way it works is you have to go to one of your fetters.
Yeah.
So, if you want,
I think he can rest here, considering the place is big enough. I'm not sure. That's kind of what it implied when I was reading Memoriam.
I think he can use it to get Pathos back. I'm not sure he can heal it.
I don't think he can use it to get...
Corpus?
No, wait. I think he can use it to get Corpus back, not Pathos.
The Shroud is lowered by the Haunts itself, and many Haunts also gather Memoriam, which is available to any Wraith who spends time there. So I guess it's just Pathos.
So just Pathos, not Corpus?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have a fetter?
Yep.
Well, you done fucked up, Aaron.
Well, then I guess I go.
You didn't take Pax.
I never take Pax.
Again, he does have a haunt, so if you want, you can slumber either in your boxing gloves,
computer or ring?
Which your girlfriend has, your computer at your old apartment, or your engagement ring that is actually in your haunt.
What the hell do you have? Wait, why your computer? You looking at porn?
Yeah.
Hey, this is the 90s. They didn't have Pornhub. You downloaded shit back in the day.
You bought the image and Playboy.
It was a JPEG. It took 3 hours to download.
We're probably part of that last generation who probably first saw pornography in a magazine.
I first saw it on a VHS.
No, I had a friend who had a stash that his dad threw out.
Right, okay, yeah, friend.
I'll head to my gym then, and possessed. I guess not possessed. Like become the ring, not the ring. Yeah.
And Doreen Durrell, how you doing? I don't think we've heard from you yet tonight. And if we have, I apologize for not saying hello sooner. Okay. So you're gonna, you just kind of flicker out of existence, and.
And Adam, do your homework.
Adam, he really wants you to watch this. Like he even tweeted me as like, has Adam watched this yet? And I'm like, was it an anime? Probably not.
Everything's coming to an end, Adam. It's okay.
I'm Googling it right now. So it's, yeah.
Well, Clive, right now, watch it before you go to bed.
We are doing quite well, actually. We had a very interesting business power meeting that we can't talk about yet. But
I mean, we can, we just shouldn't, because we don't want to be liars.
Anyway, cool stuff is probably going to happen in the future. Clive McLean, let us, I guess, sort of end with you ending rightly a impressionable young lad.
End him rightly. So, you know what to do.
Honor. I got a fucking.
Please, what, Basil?
Oh, I think he's. I think he wants us to finish up.
Okay.
That's fair.
Duel to first corpus, Clive.
Duel to first corpus.
Yeah, first point first of damage blood. Inflicted. Yeah.
So just. Roll. Maybe he'll die. I don't fucking know.
Oh, no. Vassal wants to know what we can't talk about.
Oh, no. We can't talk about that. I just told you. We can't talk about that.
It's, to keep you coming.
Okay, we can't talk about it. We shouldn't. Because, again, we don't want to say something and then nothing comes to fruition. And then... I mean, I'm not going to feel like an asshole.
What am I rolling here?
Initiative.
Oh, okay.
1d10 plus dex plus wits. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's just a Twitch thing. There's not much that we can do about that.
You should have never told them to start with. Now they have expectations from us. Or they
all right.
Expect something of us now.
So you square off in front of the building as the last of the flames die down.
Up.
Each of you draws your blade. At first, the Legionnaires begin to advance as they anticipate a threat, but the kid waves them back. With a look of pure ecstasy on his face. You are up first. Go for it.
Okay, what have I been rolling for that? I can't seem to keep that straight.
8d10.
Dex melee.
6 successive.
This kid is going to attempt to split his dice to parry.
Oh, gay parry. Alright, so that's 5... Plus 3, so that's 11. Boop.
Am I on drugs? Did I not just roll... Oh, 3 successes. Okay, I see what happened.
Tell him what happened there.
A lot of ones.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's actually 4 minus 1. So, 3.
All right, and I rolled 3 successes on my parry. So your blade is deflected as he twists around and brings it back down upon you again.
No, he rolled 6 to hit.
Did
no
he?
Damage.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Then I need to roll to soak.
The double parry.
I parry the damage.
Nah, you did 1 damage.
Yeah, so he thinks he parried you. But in reality, it was a feint as Clive McCullen displays his years of honed dueling, brings the sword around in a deadly arc, and slices right underneath his arm.
Severing his sword arm tendon. No, that'd be mean.
I mean, he could heal it. He's a ghost.
Boo.
And he looks absolutely thrilled to just get slashed by you.
You have yet to instill the fear of your blade in him. Or else he wouldn't be smiling. You don't have to kill him, but You should let him know who he's dealing with.
I think he very well knows who he's dealing with. Why do you think he's so elated?
Is elation really what you want people to feel when they combat you?
Ecstasy.
For those who understand my grandeur, yes.
So, Clive, how does the rest of the night play out for you?
Probably on going to the...
Getting your registered?
Hierarchy, figure out this whole registration thing.
We split the party!
Down the middle.
That's how we do.
Okay. In which case, they will send you towards Ambrose Walton, the Anacreon of the Legion of the Grim, in the morning, as your death was due to violence. Xavier, how do you spend the rest of the night?
I guess I'm looking for an oracle. Wait, so we don't need to sleep, right?
Not really. It's just a healing thing, from what I can tell. I'm gonna pick up the next session next day.
Yeah, I'm just gonna look for an oracle and I guess lodging. I don't know if that's a problem here.
Only if you want to sleep. And again, you can just go into one of your fetters. So
that's true. All right. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. In which case, we... 4 XP for everybody. Good plot progression next time. Chat, please vote on who gets the additional XP, and you guys get your votes as well. Josh? I should probably write this down so I can actually...
I feel like Xavier got plenty done. I'll give my point to him.
Bureaucracy!
Yay, Hermes.
Alright, one vote for X. Xavier, who's your vote?
Never for myself. I'm gonna give it to Clive. For chopping a dude.
One vote for Tom. Adam, who's your vote?
Francis or Josh? Or, I guess...
Vote anyway.
You can just vote on, like...
You can vote on the D4.
It is your right and privilege as one of our stream viewers. And a Raiderel. Another vote for Xavier. Which one of you guys hasn't voted yet? Was it you, Tom?
I have not voted.
Okay.
And I'm voting in X's favor.
All right, that's 3 for X. Anybody else care to cast a vote?
Do you want an action shown in, or do you want slice of life?
All right. Vassal votes for Tom.
He got a kid.
Which one?
Mazzy, do you care to register a vote? Anyone else?
Ooh, that's 3 for Clive.
Oh no, please don't vote for me.
You're gonna end up like Fenris, the black metal musician, who had to run for office in his hometown, and his platform is literally "don't vote for me," and everybody voted for him.
Just don't. You did it. So it's tied right now?
It is tied between Josh and Tom.
No, it's X and Tom.
X and Tom, thank you.
I got secret votes.
Because secretly, Chad's voting for Josh.
However, Josh will win if it remains at a 0. Or remains at a standstill, because I have declared that ties cancel each other out, otherwise we're here all fucking day.
Does anyone else want to weigh in? Just for any reason whatsoever.
You can vote for Adam.
You can vote for yourself.
Yeah, you can vote for the chat to get the XP.
Everyone in chat gets 3 XP. Tell your storyteller I said so.
Now, you see, their XP transfers into extra votes later on.
Going once. And, of course, I have to wait because, you know.
The lag.
Going twice.
Chaz, isn't it also a tie?
Well, then you get XP, Vassal. Give yourself XP.
Give XP abstain. To... Give your XP, Vassal, to some of the more antagonizing NPCs in your chronicle.
Well, then, Cool Imp, by, you know, law of extrapolation, you get 1.5 XP in every chronicle. Do I have to spell this out? Fuck, it feels really dickish when the chat is involved. So, like, I feel like if I just say the 2 highest votes don't count, it just kind of, it's like, fuck you guys. I can say fuck you to you guys. But the chat, I feel I can't do that. So you know what? By my divine providence as storyteller, I hereby award an additional XP to Xavier and Tom.
Damn it. What's my XP? I have not been recording it this entire time.
It was 3, 4, 3, 3, 4.
If you had no bonus points, you'd be at 18. Because I have yet to get a bonus point. So you should be at 21.
Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it.
All right. Good night, everyone. Sorry?
Before.
Oh.
Can one of you guys link the straw poll?
I'll do it.
Because this is going to help with a later on stream that you guys may or may not want to watch.
What's it at right now?
Last I checked, it's at an even tie now.
The votes still count.
The underdog.
That straw poll is for the video game streams that Tom is in charge of. And it's basically asking, what do you want to watch, if anything? The video game streams will usually air in the off weeks between our Wraith Chronicles at about the same time.
Oh, man. I just checked it.
Today.
It is at a 3-way tie.
No. Tom still uses CAFCON. Like, he still streams on the Caffeinated Conquest Twitch. It'll be uploaded to the Caffeinated Conquest YouTube. But if you wish to provide feedback, he has his own Twitter at CAFCONTOM.
This is true.
A 3-way tie, oh man. Persona, you had the lead.
I am actually shocked to hell that it, well, one isn't a blowout.
Persona 5.
I don't know, you picked some pretty damn good RPGs.
I decided to try to...
I mean...
I like Dot Hack.
Yeah, if he didn't, it wouldn't be on the vote.
Hell, 2 other people voted for Dot Hack. I might have just spoiled that, but...
Also, regarding additional live streams, I am going to attempt to stream Vampire the Masquerade Redemption this Friday, because if I say it, I'll actually try to do it, and I've been meaning to do it for the past couple weeks and just haven't. Will it be at about this time? Maybe?
Maybe later?
Probably. I haven't really worked out the schedule yet. I know I just want to start getting into it. So I'm thinking maybe Friday at the same time this stream started, which is 9 o'clock our time, whatever it was for you. Beyond that, please check us out on YouTube. We have stuff that you can't see on Twitch, like our RPG Imaginarium and our How Not to Nosferatu coming soon. Don't want to miss that. Maybe you don't like watching us all the time. Maybe you want to just listen instead. We've got a SoundCloud.
Let's say, like, unsubscribe to us then. You're like, watch this, unsubscribe.
What password got shared? And a competitor?
I think he's saying we're a competitor now because I believe Chaz's stream is going to be at the same time as his.
Ah.
Oh, shit, are we? Oh, I don't know if I want to do that. You know what? I do care about my viewers so much that I will try and move that.
Or we can just have them on screen.
What time does your stream usually go, Cool Imp? And by the way, feel free to pimp a blurb. Because everyone will see this on our YouTube now.
Everyone.
Including some of the secret people that watch it.
Even if you guys don't catch it on live stream, I will have it on YouTube. So, and it's kind of my fault for not picking a schedule anyway. For real though, like when is your stream? 8:30 Central Standard Time, a straight VTM game set in San Antonio. Well,
oh, you still live there.
I didn't.
Nice.
San Antonio's nice, I guess. It's got the Alamo.
We got some pretty cool cities in Texas.
About how many hours does it usually go, Imp? Okay, 9:00 Central Standard Time. So what is it?
Before,
3 hours, 4 hours? Yeah, well, because see, if I do it before that, then it's harder for Vassal to tune in because he lives in
Scandawija?
He lives on the other side of
town. He just wakes up early.
Town.
That place that's close to Serbia.
Eastern Europe.
It's just not my favorite direction of Europe.
You don't like any part of Europe.
Yeah, that is true.
Bulgaria.
There you go. A place that's next to Serbia. Though they're not Serbs, which is a positive.
I'll figure it out, Imp, but I am not looking to become a competitor to you, so.
Is that soliciting in our chat? Ban! That'd be super shady.
We come to do it like, nope, denied.
It's like, oh, so what's your channel? Oh, just soliciting.
Yeah. Check us out on YouTube and SoundCloud. If you really, really like us, we do have a Patreon going on. Technically, our live plays aren't really covered by the Patreon, but it doesn't really make much of a difference because people have been supporting us for our live plays anyway, so it's all CAFCON. What else?
Any streams you want to shout out?
Coolin gave his stream out. I don't know if anybody else has one they want to pimp out.
Yeah, go for it. Is there anybody else in chat that, you know, streams games the way we do? We're happy to
okay,
share the love.
Nobody does it the way we do.
I know, not everybody can be as cool as us.
Cool's a strong word.
We're also super humble. I probably don't know anyone more humble than us.
We are the humblest.
They were the best at being humble.
Our president sucks.
Just throwing that out there.
I can't disagree with that. I think most people won't disagree with that.
Adam isn't blowing people. You know what? You're right. Adam, why aren't you blowing people, man?
Oh, we should link to our Amgirl site for Adam?
Are we gonna have a fucking a Pornhub page for Carlo Martino?
Oh no!
That's fucking funny, but I feel like that would cause us problems.
I mean, monetary problems. Otherwise, no, it's fine.
I feel like White Wolf doesn't want to see their stuff uploaded to porn sites.
Have you seen what's been uploaded to the porn sites?
Yes.
Soccer games, movies.
The White Wolf has the vampire erotica. They can't be too mad about Pornhub.
And besides, how many people do you want to see just like, hey, look, Carlo Martino's on this porn site. I gotta check it out.
We'll discuss it. So yes, Vampire Masquerade Redemption playthrough happening this Friday, probably, unless my throat fucks up again. I will, at some time that does not conflict with Cool Imp's stream, follow us on Twitter at CAFCON is on, CAFCONISON, and I'll figure it out from there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good night. Vassal, thanks for coming in. Have yourself a good day at work. Tell Nelly to have a good day, whatever she does.
Be careful, all you guys, with vampires. I know you're close to Romania as well.
All you guys, just have an amazing day, night, whatever time it is for you. We thank you so much for watching, because viewership really is the best way to support us. Without you guys, there'd be no reason to do this. You're amazing. We appreciate you. Good night.